Blog Talk Radio.
You're just telling me the FBI is not monitoring fringe groups, and they were not aware these people were this fucking organized. Out of nowhere, they pop out with the same size flags, the same outfit on, goose stepping. They're walking, not goose stepping, but you know, walking right. In this at the same pace in the, you know, a fucking orderly line. Like who organized this?
This is them on their bus. I thought this was gonna turn into the video of them walking.
See the video of them walking. Is that the video
well,
of them walking?
Like they're linking to blog posts.
God, there's got to be a video of them walking. I know. I've watched it.
So
here's it. Uninformed, uniformed white nationalist group marches on Lincoln Memorial. CNN's all in. They're like, we're all in on this. Come on, show us. Look at these guys. Look at these guys. Where's the fat people? How come they're all wearing the same clothes? Do that again. What the fuck is this? Have you ever seen anything that looks more like feds? Tell me that doesn't look like feds. Right?
It's like the 101st Airborne.
Bro, look at this. These guys are all runners. These guys look like they just got out of buds.
I mean, look,
the fuck out of here.
They could be real.
Right. They could be real.
They could be real.
Listen, Matt Taibbi, I'm an unreliable source, and I'm a comedian. But looking at that, I'm calling bullshit. Give me that again. Give me that again.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this gets back to, like, the Oklahoma ivermectin story where
right, where they're all wearing winter coats.
Yeah, like, you, yeah. You know.
Look at this. The fuck out of here. How do they all have, like, uniformed outfits on? They have the same color pants for the most part. Very little variation. They have tan or brown pants. Dark blue shirts with a fucking stupid flag on it. This asshole's got a drum. Back that up. Look at the fucking drum. Bitch, are you Paul Revere? What the fuck are you doing with that drum? He's walking around with a
boy.
Band drum.
It's
like
white
a high
power drum line.
This is so stupid, it hurts my feelings. They all have flags? Keep that up there.
Oh, yeah. There's videos from them from like July.
But I'd like to see that again.
So you know what's so interesting about this, though, is that, again, oh, okay.
I just need to see it. Go ahead. Tell me.
So
look at this. I mean, maybe they're real. Maybe they're real. Could be real. But I'm calling bullshit. They have the same fucking size flags, the same white coloring on their face, the same tan hats on. Get the fuck out of here.
And why are they wearing masks, by the way?
Because like, they're cowards.
Right.
Or they're feds.
Yeah. Like,
right?
Yes.
Well, point out, I do not believe going to a court and suing for damages and then...
Before you go to bed tonight, be sure to do this one simple thing to boost your metabolism by over 720.
Being like, people were threatening us online is any grounds for any complaint against Andy? No, because he had nothing to do with that. That's
right.
Immaterial. They say, two journalists have filed a lawsuit against Andy No for copyright infringement. Journalists Grace Morgan and Melissa Claudio Lewis say that No downloaded and tweeted their videos without permission. Their suit seeks damages and a permanent injunction prohibiting No from posting their videos without express consent. Now, before I show you this, I would like to make one definitive statement and prediction right now in the absolute. I welcome being wrong, but I will say it. Andy No will win on summary judgment. He will then seek legal fees, and he will win legal fees. This lawsuit is so laughably bad that I cannot believe they even wasted one red cent to file it. What Andy No is being accused of doing is so beyond fair use. I have to imagine the first thing the judge is going to say to the plaintiffs in this case is, are you sure about this? You're going to be billed by a lawyer for it. And then he might come after you. You know, Andy could file a claim for legal fees. And he will be awarded them. This is beyond frivolous. Now, there are lawsuits where it's like, now that's questionable at best. Okay, so good friend of mine, Cassandra Fairbanks, she filed a lawsuit against some reporter because she claimed the OK hand sign was a white supremacy gesture. Mm-hmm. And Cassandra lost because it is very difficult to win these kinds of lawsuits. But let me show you here from the Daily Dot. Here are the tweets from Melissa Claudio Lewis. She was on the ground filming. She said, cops are getting guardian angels to protect them. Here's one where she said, Multco tried to bust out but found their gate wasn't functional. They say when Andy No posted it, he wrote, police observed the rioting Antifa from behind a gate in downtown Portland last night. And as you can see, Andy No did not, in fact, download this video. All he did was use Twitter's internal function to repost it in a tweet. And thus, you can see the woman's name.
Anyway, he's stating stating that the law enforcement is finally doing something about Antifa when they arrested 11 last night.
Chris Cuomo following his firing from CNN. According to the AP, the former anchor's publisher has canceled an upcoming book. A spokesperson for Custom House told the outlet that the book named Deep Denial was originally slated for a fall 2022 release. Creative analysis of the harsh truths that the pandemic and Trump years have exposed about America and a roadmap of the work needed to make our ideals match reality.
This comes as Cuomo allegedly hired legal representation in anticipation of a lawsuit against CNN for $18 million still remaining in his contract. Cuomo signed a $24 million four-year deal with the network in April 2020. Katie Halper, host of The Katie Halper Show.
Oh, we won't get into that. The publisher canceled his book. That's all I wanted to play. Pianki, my man.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to be smoking tonight. Where is everybody?
I don't know.
Big Kathy, Daniel, you mean they not here?
Not here yet. Yeah, Cinnamon's here. And Jean won't be here because she lost power. We had a big wind deal today and knocked her power out. So she won't be here tonight.
Well, I tell you what, them other two from Alabama, you just let them get away with the house, man.
Oh.
They come in when they get ready to, speak when they get ready to.
I know. Well, last night, now this is about, I'd say 8 o'clock, quarter to 8, Daniel called me. And he, you know, I said, you want to do a show tonight? You know, with this, you want to talk about UFOs or something? Oh, yeah. So I set it all up. I said, 9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock rolled around. 9:05 rolled around. I said, 9:06, I'm canceling the show, and I canceled it. I said, I'm not going to sit around waiting for people.
I ain't never seen you have so much disrespect from people, man. You usually make them walk the straight and narrow.
They're kicking me around.
It's just all over the place with you. You have to put your foot down.
Yeah, I should call him from the panel here. I don't know.
And not to mention that other guy who comes strolling up in here.
Always late.
His feet.
Yeah, absolutely. Always late.
Joe.
Yeah.
Cafe Joe.
Cafe Joe, he strolls on in whenever he feels like it. Well, you're early tonight anyway.
Well, you know, I like to try to help be part of the setting of the standards.
Yeah, I understand what it is. Oh.
Man, that was a hell of a tornado, wasn't it? Killed 70 in Kentucky.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a mess in Kentucky.
It took those train cars and tossed them around like plastic toys.
Yeah, that's a mess. Is that where the Amazon building was?
Mm-hmm.
In Kentucky. Nah.
You know, I was reading about one tornado somewhere. You know, it took the engine out of a locomotive.
Took the engine.
Out of the locomotive. You know, locomotive's got an engine in it.
I guess
it picked it up and swung it around and just shook it apart.
Jeez.
And then straw.
Oh.
You had straws that was penetrating in wooden telephone poles.
You know, I heard about that. I heard about that. It'd be like a straw or something, anything.
Like a broom straw.
Tree.
Yeah, I heard it was tossing.
It wasn't just toppling over tractor trailers. It was tossing them.
Well, that's
out in the field.
What was that movie with the, I don't know what the name of the movie was with, about the tornado.
Twister?
Yeah, Twister.
Twisters. Yeah, you got fools that drive into them things and see how it is.
Yeah, tornado chasers, crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy.
Hey, one of them tractor trailers be set down someplace in Oz. I'll pop a bunch of fidgets. Singing in high voice.
Oh, you're in rare form tonight. Rare form tonight, Bianchi. Well, we got a Skype number. I don't know if it's John Doe or our friend Joe. I can't figure it out sometimes. Well, Biden blamed Trump for the inflation. Jen Psaki said that in a press conference yesterday. Yeah, this is Trump's fault.
Well, you know what he's
Everything
doing. He's quietly
Trump's
putting.
Fault.
Mm-hmm. He's quietly putting things back the way they were.
He is too. You're right. A little bit of, just under the radar. Just under the radar. He can't do anything about the southern wall because then they would know he's putting up the wall. That's obvious. These other little things he's doing. Sliding them on in, getting everything back to where it was.
And being that nobody in the world respects him, these countries are running over other countries left and right.
Yeah. That's something.
These dear countries.
We lost respect with, I don't think they respect us when Bush was president either. So Bush, Obama, and now Biden. I don't know, Joe. You're going to have to take over, I think. I think you're going to have to get this country straightened up.
Well, did you guys have any adverse effects of the storms up there in Michigan?
No. Well, it got up to 40 degrees, though, but the wind blew like hell, and it still is blowing, but no, we missed that.
We ended up with power outages, spotty here and there.
Yeah, Jean, I just seen Jean's text. Her power's back on now, so that's a good thing. It gets cold if you don't have no generator.
Well, people will blame that on climate change, but I say it's living wrong.
It's just part of life, isn't it? It's part of life. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
That I have to research a little more, but I think it had to do with HAARP because they're playing with the ionosphere and heating it up, and they changed the current. The weather currents in the ionosphere.
Wow.
I think that has a bit to do with it too. I think we're a big terrarium. There's no one reason why everything is changing.
I don't know, boy. I'm sorry. Somebody sent me a tape. Art Taking Back. That's the name of the guy, and it's Atlantic City. Keeping it classy, it says. These people are in suits. Must have been a men. I don't see too many women. And they're just duking it out. They're just duking it out. I don't know what the hell this is about. Oh, man. That dude got sucker punched. Okay. 45 seconds. I can't play at all. Yeah, they're having fun.
That was at a casino, I think.
It was at a casino. It must have been some kind of men's meeting or something. I don't see any women. Oh, this one's crawling over a one. Oh, she got hit with a chair over the top of the head. I don't know what would start that. Boy, I seen sucker punches and got their jackhammering kicking. grow up, boys. Grow up. Well, Bianchi, how was your week?
Oh, you know these weeks go by fast, don't they?
Yeah, they
already
do.
Already the 11th, 12th tomorrow, 13th.
Yeah.
It's about halfway through the month.
Yeah, it's getting getting close to Christmas. And the buying
I
season.
I get to tell everybody Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody come up to me talking about that happy holidays, I just punch them in the nose.
Oh, well, yeah, I got happy holiday the other day. Yes, when did I go to the doctor yesterday? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy holiday. Yeah. No, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. That's how it used to be. And it still is. Kellogg company is threatening to go to Mexico because they can't get a labor agreement. Not even a temporary labor agreement.
Where are they making cornflakes at now? Bello Creek?
Yeah, where they're making them there. They're all over the United States. Lancaster, Nebraska, Omaha, Pennsylvania, Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, they're all over the place. I don't know how many workers that is, but we don't want to lose any workers. We can help it.
They say that in the Whitmer attempted kidnap, they say three-quarters of the kidnap was FBI agents. Is that true?
Yep. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think there was only three people that weren't FBI agents. And the rest, you know, oh, yeah, push that button. That's all, you know, they do that. And, hell, they did that a few years ago in New York, but the guy smelled them out. They wanted him to build a bomb. And so FBI agents would meet him in the bar and talk, oh, we'll give you this much money, and gave him an advance to get him to build a bomb so they could arrest him and get their name in the paper, you know, get promoted. Hey, we stopped the bombing in New York. But he smelled it out. He went to the press. He went to the press, boy, and they got embarrassed. But it didn't stop them. And they should be fired, but nothing ever happens to these guys. They got a carte blanche to do anything. Let me get Joe on right now. Joe.
Hey, Donnie. Hey, people.
Hello, sir.
How's everybody?
Where you been, Joe?
I got late.
We was expecting you to be here to open the doors to let us in.
Nah, I got caught in traffic on the virtual highway.
Yeah,
virtual highway?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that happens sometimes. I looked for you guys last night on Blog Talk. I couldn't find you. I don't even... There was two places I didn't even see a chat room. I don't even know. Do you have to do something special to get in the chat room?
Well, you got to sign in to...
Well, I did sign in. I signed in.
Some shows don't put up a chat room.
Yeah, but every place I went didn't have a chat room. So I thought the odds, you know, that's not right. I'm doing something wrong.
No, very few... shows have chat rooms nowadays. There used to be a time when a lot of them had chat, but a lot of them don't want chat anymore.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. No wonder I couldn't find you. They didn't have chat rooms. I'm sure you two were around somewhere.
Well, I didn't run into Bianchi. Haven't run into him this week. I don't think. Have we been on the same show together, Bianchi?
No, but I've heard you.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
He did that for the press.
You remember what Joe was?
Yeah, it could have been one of several.
Hmm. I didn't get muted?
No, matter of fact, everybody was standing around with their mouth open.
I know.
It all.
Wow.
I wish I could make a dent, but I doubt it.
Well,
you know, after being on these shows so long, you come to the realization there's really some dumbasses out here in the world, man. My goodness.
Yeah, a lot
some
of people.
Of the things they say.
Yeah, no common sense. No common sense. And that's, you know, I'm still waiting for folks that stood up for Jesse. Or Juicy, or whatever the hell he's
at. Oh, shit.
Mallett, I want them to come back out. And
yeah, where are they?
Oh, they're quiet now.
And Don Lemon.
Oh, no.
Don Lemon
yeah.
threw him under the bus and ran over him about 15 times the other night. And they're buddies.
Oh,
man.
They bosom buddies.
Yeah, there's some kind of, yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
They used to make up too many lies to why I didn't want to do certain things, or, like to cover, like another lie. To, and that, yeah, you know, yeah, I guess he got caught up in that because he took the stand himself. He got angry with the prosecutor. The prosecutor poked holes in his story, calling, you know, only the only other witnesses liars.
Yeah, really? Well. Yeah.
Hell, everybody in the damn courtroom was telling the officer's story he was.
I know. And they had tape. And they had a check, a canceled check for $3,500.
And he had a damn window shade cord around his neck.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was going to talk about just after you were finished, is because Chappelle made a nice little remark about how the FBI shows up at Smollett's home and he's still got the noose around his neck. So you got to figure something's up because who the hell would
like
keep the goddamn noose around your neck?
Yeah, the police had a you want to take that off?
Yeah, I would think so.
Jeez.
Then the police chief, the black police chief, now you see how you have to use adjectives. You got to use these adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
The black police chief, Johnson, in the newspaper, a whole article, said he would have let him go if he only apologized.
Only apologized. Let him
yes.
go. Wow.
Now, if that ain't black privilege.
Oh, wow. That's something. Just let him go after that.
And to go to show you how ignorant they are, that happened on January the 29th, 2019.
Right.
That was one of the coldest days in the history of Chicago in 34 years.
Yeah, it sure was. It was. That's what they were talking about. You're going out for eggs?
He said... He said these white men threw, what, bleach on him? Well, hell,
yeah.
Bleach freezes at 19 degrees. Jesse, what are they throwing on you, bleach ice cubes?
It was about 19 below. It was cold.
No, it was 29 below.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. No white person in their right mind going to be walking around in Chicago at that time of the morning, 1 or 2 o'clock,
no.
on a summer day, let alone that cold.
Yeah. Well, he got on the stand and said one of the brothers, you know, he trains Jesse. He said, you need to get some eggs, and we'll start tomorrow. And, I don't have eggs, so I got to go out and get those eggs. And at 2
no,
o'clock...
No, he said he was going to Subway.
He went
get
to
a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, get a sandwich.
Oh, I thought he said eggs, too.
One of the officers said that was the first thing he knew was a hoax. He said because the Subway sandwich was in pristine condition.
Yeah,
And he's still holding it.
It wasn't tore up. Nobody bit off of it.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
I'm just waiting for all the Hollywood stars to get out there on all these TV shows and apologize.
Well, Charles Barkley called him out during the trial or just before the trial, and he said pretty much, you don't write a check. If they're going to do something wrong, don't write a check.
Did you see Barkley on his sports show when he was talking about Smule, about that check?
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing.
Oh, I like that.
These people are some dumb asses, man. They are dumb.
He wasn't a fan of Jesse at the beginning. He was like, oh, no.
He didn't believe it at the very beginning.
Yeah.
No, he didn't
believe
it.
Was he crying, too?
No.
Was Smollett crying?
Oh, no.
He was crying in near tears.
He was pretty arrogant, I'll tell you that. During the whole trial, he was arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
And he acted arrogant. He was smart to the prosecutor and everything else.
Well, you know, those that persuasion seemingly do have that arrogance about them.
Well, yeah, you're right.
He didn't say, y'all just doing this to me because I'm a black man in America.
That'll come out. I want to know how much time he's going to get, or will he get his probation? I don't know. I don't think he perjured himself on the stand, so he's got to get some kind of time.
He needs to get 25 years. That's what he needs.
No, I don't think 25 years is good. But you know, come
I
on.
Do. Hell, he put out. Well, he denigrated white males.
Yeah.
He denigrated Obama supporters.
Yes.
He denigrated this police department. Hell, he needs to get 25 years.
MAGA supporters.
Yeah.
Everybody hates a MAGA supporter.
He denigrated me because I'm a Donald Trump supporter. That's
yes,
the first thing they said. Whites have got, is being emboldened by Donald Trump. The same way they got these rumors that all white police officers are out to shoot black people.
And they will not look at the stats.
They don't know what they're looking at. They think they're looking at a menu at Subway or something.
They were talking on newscast about the murders and everything, shootings in Chicago. And they say it's a war zone. It's a freaking war zone. And it is.
Well,
there's kids out there trying to go to school. And
they don't care, Donnie.
You know, a damn parent. I don't know how a parent could stand that. There was a 14-year-old boy. They got hit over the head. There was a couple fights going, schoolboy fights. This kid was walking home. He wasn't, he's walking away from it, and somebody hit him in the back, you know, took a rock and hit him in the back of the head and killed him.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just senseless bullshit.
They're
like that.
Chicago?
Yeah, it was in Chicago. God damn. Let me get the two people that are late. And I called the house. I called their house, and they purposely didn't answer the phone.
Well, you know what? They was probably abducted.
Yeah. Leonard Nimoy just let them back in the house. Let me get Kathy and Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Are you still mad at me, Donnie?
Just don't bring it up.
Are you still mad?
I said don't bring it up.
Well, I wasn't sure if I would get on the show tonight or not. Because you sure were angry at me. And I still don't know what you were angry about.
No comment.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Kathy. You and Daniel.
What?
Happy that you hear. What you
well,
tell
thank
them,
you.
You tell them aliens when they abduct you, they got to let you out early so you can get to the show.
Oh, they're not going to mess with me. They're not.
Yeah.
But if they do, you and Daniel still got to let them know that you got to show up at this particular show.
Well, I mean, like, I'm retired. I don't have to punch a time clock. I get there when I can now, you know.
No. That's not how it works. No.
I ain't going to stand for that.
No, we ain't.
But you know what?
You know,
I don't care what Donnie is going to stand for. Every time I talk to Donnie, it reminds me of why I am not married anymore.
Gentlemen, jump in here anytime. Help me out. Come on, baby.
I need to talk to her. I need to talk to her.
Yeah, hello, is Kathy still here? I have to hang up. Kathy needs to go.
Be fine with me. It won't be the first time I was kicked out.
No, you're sticking around here. You're sticking around here, woman. You and your son, all right?
Yeah, we'll let you stay.
Well, thank you, Donnie. That's awfully kind of you.
Oh, hush.
Hey, Kathy, that tornado didn't cause you no problems, did it?
Oh, man, no. We just got some terrible weather, but it didn't hit anything here. It was further north, you know, further north. And wasn't that something?
Yeah, I feel sorry for the people in Kentucky, man. They went through hell.
I told my brother while we were asleep last night, a lot of people died.
Yeah.
A lot of people died. What happened to the sirens? I mean, did any sirens not go off? You know?
I don't know. Sometimes. Go ahead, Cinnamon.
I think it was the one in Missouri where it hit the nursing home. The sirens went off just before the tornado hit.
It must have been down in southern Missouri, wasn't it? You don't know. My grandson told me tornadoes was coming through when I called him.
Same thing as the Amazon warehouse.
Yeah, that one. But that candle factory just got leveled, you know. And all those people were at work on the night shift.
Yeah, some people got killed in there too, Kathy.
Well, so far, last I saw it was like 70, and they were still looking for others.
Some people got killed in the Amazon facility.
Yeah.
One lady was on the phone with her, I think her husband, and he was driving into the Amazon facility, and he said the tornado sirens had just gone off, and she'd been watching the news, and she said just jump out of the truck.
You know, somebody saw that tornado up in the air or on the ground miles before it hit these towns. You know, I know sometimes they bounce around and they can't really project the direction it's going in, but, you know, at least give folks a 15-20 minutes, you know.
Well, the bad part about thunder, when they're with a thunderstorm, and if they're at night, they're hidden a lot. You can't see them real well unless they get into, like, a larger city where the lights are around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they should be able to see them on the radars.
Well, I know the circulation is up in the clouds, and all of a sudden it can just come down just like that in the blink of an eye. I understand that.
I know on our weather, when we've got tornado watches, our guys, you know how when there's tornado warnings, that's all that's on the TV. Our guys have got some maps, and they keep showing where the colors, and they keep saying, this is a swirl in the cloud, so this is someplace you need to be watching. No confirmed anything, but this little swirl right here in the cloud means something can come down at any moment.
I used to be in Forest Creek, used to be one of the watchers at night when we had a storm like that, drive around. Looking at the sky.
weather watchers, storm watchers.
Yes.
A storm watcher.
That's what I want.
I have some friends that do that in the northern part of the county.
Oh, okay. We'll sign Joe up in his city. He can be a storm watcher. Pianchi can be me.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
What about power outages? I did say we're like the southern part of Michigan. There were some power outages.
Yeah, Jean's power went out, and she just texted me that it's back on, but she's exhausted, so she won't be on the show tonight.
Yeah.
I see we got a friend from Texas on the line, I think. Texas. I don't know. Can't remember area codes anymore.
Yeah, we had we've got spotty power outages all over Michigan. Most of it hit on the west side of the state, though. So when it was coming out in off the water, it was higher winds. They were getting like gusts up to 70 miles an hour.
Right.
Well, in these areas, it's supposed to be like in the 20s tonight, and these people have no power. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. We lost our power in a nice storm for almost a week.
That's a hard existence. That is really bad.
No, everybody and their brother were standing in line at the local farm and fleet store buying generators. They were shipping generators in from other parts of the country and other stores.
We got one.
Yep.
And we got a good one, big one.
And they told
us
they
can do their whole house. Go ahead, sir.
When I was in line, they were telling the people that were in line because they had another shipment coming in. Yep. People be, I think, three people behind me. That was the last of what they had in stock. And they said, we're going to keep the store open until the truck comes in. So if you guys want to wait, we've got more coming in.
You see
how people pull together in disasters, you know. You see how, that's why I tell you, there's still a whole lot of good people out there. You know, they pull together and help.
Yeah, there's better people than there is bad people. Yeah.
It's more,
we're just quiet.
More good people.
Quiet. That's right.
Nice. Kind of mind your own business and all. But when a disaster hits, then all these people come crawling out of the woodwork, these good people.
Yeah.
You know, ready to help.
There is some good people. That is true.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Donnie, Mom and I were out of power last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they were out of power for a week. Power lines had broke during a storm. And trying my best to get her to come down here. Well, we didn't have electricity when I was growing up, and I'm not leaving my home.
There you go. There you go.
But they also had a wood-burning stove, you know, to keep warm.
Yeah, that doesn't quite run. And they had kerosene lamps.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't need that office.
But she wouldn't leave.
You know, what the hell would happen if people didn't have their cell phone? I mean,
their
could
cell
they,
phone? This, I think folks would be a whole lot happier if we never even come up with cell phones.
I'm telling you, you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think every time they come up with something, this electronic crap, it just takes away a little bit more.
A little bit more of humanity, you know.
You don't see a kid outside playing any games anymore?
Nope.
I didn't see a kid one playing baseball.
Well, where I am, they are.
Well, good. I'm glad of that, but boy.
Yeah, but I don't blame cell phones. Even though one time I was walking past a diner, and there were two couples at the table I saw through the window. And you could tell they're not a date because it was guy, girl, one of the seats, and then a guy going the other seat. They all had cell phones out. I'm going, holy Jesus.
That's bad.
But I don't blame them. I don't blame the cell phones. I blame the people. They don't know how to communicate. That's your, you know.
Well, yeah, they don't. They know how to type real good, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I hate that crap.
I had somebody tell me the other day that they were with, I think it was, I forget if it was a guy and a girl, or, well, it was a guy and a girl. I don't know if they were dating or what their relationship was, but they were texting to each other as they were walking.
Oh, God.
To each other.
Now, that's bad.
Oh, man.
That's bad.
Come on.
You know, my phone doesn't even notify me now when I get a text message, so once in a while. But I got one the other day. I got it Wednesday. I don't know when I got it, but I think it was from a critic. He said, Trump and DeSantis can't run together because they live in the same state. Now, I didn't know that. I did not know that. I don't know why that would make a difference, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Are you talking Trump as president and DeSantis as vice president, or both of them running as president?
No, running together. You know, one president, one vice president, I would assume. So, but I don't know why.
I don't know why they would, living in the same state would make it difficult for them.
I don't
see what kind of impression that would make on the voters to go, oh my God, they live in the same state? Oh, geez.
Yeah. I think it does say something about it in the Constitution, y'all. I'm about to look it up.
Okay. Hi, Daniel. How you doing, buddy?
Hey. All right, y'all doing okay?
Ruby.
Good.
Yeah,
deal.
Danny.
I'm sitting here getting older.
Me too. Sicker.
Are you sick?
Oh, I stay sick, Donnie, with my Crohn's.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I've got something, Daniel.
Yeah.
I got something. Was on the news. I had to track it down.
Uh-oh.
Hang on. Let me find it real quick. I put it. What the hell is this, lawnmower? I didn't go to that.
Dan, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I know.
I had a mother-in-law dad dies from that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard some horror stories, you know, reading about it online. I sort of know what I've got coming, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, when you be abducted on Thursday night, you tell them to check you out. With all this advanced technology they get.
For real.
Okay, guys. Hold on, everybody. I don't know. This was very low. I couldn't get it louder. But I didn't go through my mixer either. So it's called, it's a crash disc-shaped object spotted near CT Mensa on Mars. And a very close-up, boy, it is a disc that looks like it crashed and skidded on Mars. And I'll let this person...
Of it. Why don't they send that one of the rovers over there and check it out?
Yeah, many of you.
That who?
It's like we're looking at
one of the Land Rovers.
We're looking at an
megabyte.
And the anomaly we'll be checking out is right there, but the site we're looking at is located right there, folks, near SETI Mensa at 6 degrees 27 minutes south. 76 degrees, 57 minutes west.
Yeah.
So there it is at 1-to-1 scale. And we see strange trench.
Yeah, trench.
And at the end of it, a perfect disc, partially covered in sand and debris. And behind it, we have random dunes. Now I've removed some of the dunes to give you an idea of what we're looking at here, or potentially what we're looking at here. It looks like a disc-shaped craft or object came in at a very low angle and crashed into the surface of Mars, leaving this trench behind it. And then later over time, sand dunes formed in this trench. We can see some sand that's fallen down the side of this trench, and it's partially...
Okay, and then he's, you know, he zooms in on that disc, and it's at the end there. So, there you go.
It's a crash site.
Pardon me?
What is he zooming in on?
It's a crash site.
Hold on, one at a time. What? Daniel, what?
Oh, is he saying it's a crash site from a UFO or something? Or
no, well, no, he's saying it's a potential crash. He's not jumping in the water all the way.
Yeah.
But it's something that made this trench, and it is a disc. It's, and half the disc is showing, and he zooms in on it, and it looks like a hockey puck. What it looks like.
What did he zoom in with it? Is this on Mars?
Yeah. This is on
what
Mars.
What is he zooming in with?
I don't know what
these
the hell
people
he's
done. Made
got.
Up something else. They need to cut that stuff out. Something's going to get them.
No, they can do that. You got special deals. You can bring the stuff
up. Not right off the internet,
Tommy. This is 2021. I don't know who this guy is. It seems like he knows what the hell he's talking about with this 58 minutes east, and I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
he's talking about coordinates.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't understand it.
The Land Rover is sending data back all the time if it's still operating. It takes a long time for us to get it back, but the Land Rover is just snapping pictures and taking samples. And
the problem with Mars is it's not like Earth on Mars. We don't have that type of satellite technology so we can view every part of Mars. I bet we haven't looked at a trillionth of Mars's planet surface. You know, there's no telling what's on Mars. We can't see. Like I said, we don't have a Google Earth, you know?
Yeah, didn't they find some kind of, like, water?
Yeah, what they found was certain areas for a certain amount of time, like a month at a time, this area, say 100 miles by 100 miles, will have frost.
Okay, that's water.
And then after a month, it clears up, and then it moves on to another spot, you know.
And maybe that's the time of the season, you know, just like
that.
Yeah,
something like that, yeah.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. When there's water, there's...
That's right.
Potential, right?
Oxygen, yep.
There is potential.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. That's our moon... That's our moon information from Daniel Jones. Thank you, Daniel. And now the weather. We'll go to Joe for the weather. Joe?
Well, the weather here on the other side of Mars is still frosty.
Oh, the big. Mm. Well, it's partly cloudy and warm here on the eastern side of Mars. And the moon is shining bright. And everything, traffic, looks like it's moving pretty good on I-69 and I-65.
Yeah. I'll be flying in from Pluto here in about 15 minutes.
Well, we got our landing strip ready for you, Dan,
okay.
So don't worry about it.
And right here on the western edge, it's still nice and peachy.
There you go. And that's the weather from Mars.
Weatherman traffic.
WMARS, Mars.
That's right.
There you go.
Commercial free music as we go along on this daily ride. There you go. All right. All right.
Oh, God.
All
That's
right.
funny.
Well, Alex Jones just recently said that he believes that there's this stuff on the dark side of the moon, meaning the Pentagon and stuff out there.
Yeah.
You think, you know, he thinks what?
That on the dark side of the moon, that there's stuff And I believe what he means by stuff is our bases on the other side of the moon, the dark side.
I don't know how this came from. I think it came from NASA, pictures from NASA that showed it looked like some kind of like a build. It could have been sand. It could have been a rock, but it looked like it was a buildings around.
Really?
It was really, it could have been anything, but they were saying that it's very interesting. Very interesting, and it was. They didn't come out and say anything, you know, what it was, but it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did anybody see Mrs. Clinton?
I mean, bowling?
What happened on my switchboard? Where's everybody at? You guys are gone.
I'm still here.
I know that.
Oh,
man.
Boy.
Okay, they're here now. Okay. Okay. Well, let me get Critic on. Here comes Critic right now. Critic, how you doing, buddy?
Hanging in there.
Good boy. Good man.
Hey, Critic.
I'm glad. Very glad. Now,
well, you're talking about Hillary and what, the bowling when she read her...
She read her...
her speech that she was going to give if she was nominated.
Yeah, she was crying.
She was elected.
Well,
yeah.
She was nominated now,
elected.
Okay, let me find it now.
I saw it. I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw parts of it when she's breaking down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I can't, where in the hell is it now? Everything disappeared for a minute. And I had it. Now I don't see it. Anyway, continue on. I will find it if it's here. Here it is. Got it.
I might still be a monster.
Of course, we got to hear a commercial.
But I'm an influencer.
I'll get rid of that. They purposely do this to me, so I will go ahead and pay money to skip all these commercials. And I said, no, can't do it. Don't want to do it. Okay, let me put it right there.
You look at this absolute disaster.
I dream of going up to her and sitting down next to her, taking her in my arms and saying, look at me. Listen to me. You will survive. You will have a good family of your own and 3 children. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the president of the United States.
I mean, it's just almost impossible, if not impossible, for me to connect to this. Because 2016 was one of the greatest nights ever. It was a night of triumph. Triumph over a corrupt political establishment that had ruled for too long and felt entitled to power. And that's exactly what these tears are about. I'm not going to do what LeBron James says and say they're crocodile tears or fake crying. It's not. Those tears are real, but it's all about me, 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 me. She tries to make it seem as if it's all about America. America needed a woman president to secure its democracy. No, it's not about America. It's about Hillary Clinton. She felt she was entitled to it. She was supposed to be Madam President. She tweeted out a picture of herself as a young kid, predicting that she would be the next president of the United States.
Okay, did you see every year... Since 2015, she put a little picture of herself when she was a kid, and it said the first woman president or something like that underneath. And people have they put that all over the internet every year. It's her birthday. They just slaughter her with that shit.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it had nothing to do with her being a female. It had everything to do with her just being an evil, evil person.
Oh, I agree with you there. And I could not vote for Clinton. No way.
Oh, hell
not
no.
What I know now.
Hell no.
But I was thinking she was crying to show people her soft side. You know, her soft side. I can be soft.
Those,
too little, too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I can only crack the whip at half force.
What's that?
I don't have to. Her being soft is I can only crack the whip at half force, not all the way.
Yeah.
I'll make sure it just. I'll make sure it just raises a welt. Doesn't make you bleed.
Well, damn. Why, you know, this medicine that everybody, you know, they've been taking, and it doesn't hurt anybody, and they just won't, you know, if you ask for it, they will not give it to you. I can't understand that. Like, my doctor said that medicine had nothing to do with Joe Rogan getting well, but it might have helped him, you know, psychologically in his head.
Oh, yeah, is that what the doctor said? Yeah. Well, other doctors say that ivermectin was very helpful in that situation,
yeah,
along with hydroxychloroquine. And let's not forget that the doctors had been warned, by, especially in California, that if they gave five exemptions to people, to five different patients, for them not to take the vaccine, their license was going to be under review, which, as we all know, is code for your career is over.
And that's something. Now the government is our doctor.
Government's in every goddamn thing we do. And these mandates, according to Judge Napolitano, are not laws. Therefore, they're unconstitutional.
Judge, he got fired off the NBA, or Fox. I don't know if he's still on Fox Business. That's a different...
What did he get fired for?
I don't know. But here's for Gene and Kathy and Daniel. And I think I said this about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. But we'll hear it.
Matt Gaetz has now unveiled a two-step plan to make Trump president again, however, before 2024. I've got the details. Before I go further, if this is your first time at the Next News Network, hit the red button down below to subscribe. Just tap that notification bell when you do. We don't want you to miss an important report. Love him or hate him, Matt Gaetz definitely has a knack for making headlines. Now he has a two-step plan to reinstall Donald Trump as president, but before 2024. Step one, make Trump Speaker of the House. Step two, impeach and remove Biden and Harris, so Trump takes over by order of secession. Rusty Weiss from the Political Insider reports that Representative Matt Gaetz says he will move to nominate Donald Trump as the next speaker should Republicans win back the House in 2022. He says he's gone so far as to discuss the matter with the former president. Watch.
Yes, sir. I would.
Have you talked to him about it?
I have. Oh, I keep my conversations with the former president between the two of us. Yes.
So he has actually spoken to Donald Trump about that. But he's keeping it close to his vest. I would love to see that personally. Nominate Trump as Speaker of the House, and then, boom, impeach Biden, impeach Harris, and then move him back into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That would be a beautiful sight to see.
Well, there you go. There's your chance before 2024, kids.
Yeah, but impeaching is not the same thing as removal.
No. And somebody on Mars isn't going to help either. So
nope.
This is about the only way.
Well, it's almost like House of Cards. I mean, I keep referring to that, to the TV series about how Kevin Spacey got to become president without being elected.
Yeah, I never watched that show. I don't know.
It's a good show, actually. Somebody recommended it to me, and then I watched it. Then I did a little bit of binge watching on it, and then I think about a year or two later, Kevin Spacey gets caught up in the sexual harassment vortex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he definitely did that. He definitely definitely did that.
And he can't, you know, oh, here's the
call. Your emergency message center reports all clear.
Sorry.
He got, do you know, he personally is getting sued by whatever studio that he was working for.
No.
I think for $25 million.
Why? Why did he get
it? Yeah, because of the allegations against him, because of his work stoppage as a result of his getting fired or removed, that they had to add more costs in order to find a replacement, to rewrite scenes, all that kind of good stuff. So he's gotten sued right now. I think it came out last week for $25 million personally.
Wow. Wow. That's a chunk of change.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, he got away with doing whatever in the hell they... Well, I don't know if he did it. He never went to court, so... Don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Okay, I got my Chicago report.
Okay. Give it to us there, Pianchi, right between the eyes.
As of Friday, December the 9th. What's the date, 11th?
Yes.
Hang on. Go ahead and finish talking. I have to change this.
All right. Well, okay. Don't
today's
know what.
Yeah, today's Saturday.
Oh, the 10th?
Yeah.
No,
today's the 11th.
Friday. 11.
Today is 11th. As of Friday, December the 10th, that's because the weekend just started. You've had 3,088 blacks shot by other blacks in 193 days with 406 murders.
God dang. Jeez. And they won't try to stop it.
3,088. And the damn chief was going to let Smollett go if he apologized.
Oh, that's amazing. And I think if he were to pay, you know, then the police got pissed about something, and they wanted him to pay $100,000 or something like that for, you know, the overtime and everything. And he wouldn't do it, and so that put it back in the news. And all of a sudden, we got a special prosecutor.
Well, why come Kim Fox didn't prosecute? That's what I keep telling you. Obama's behind this. It smells too much like him. Who else in Chicago got that kind of power?
Well, Michelle did contact Fox, and so did, good Lord, one of the singers, black singers, had a chat with him.
So what's so special about him?
I don't know. He must be some kind of special.
Well, that's because he's a French actor, don't you know? According to...
I bet I know who do know. I bet the Nigerians, though.
Yeah, but according to Dave Chappelle, Smollett is a French actor.
Smollett? Is that how you pronounce it? No?
Just say Smollett.
Oh, well, they've been calling...
That's how we started off the skit.
Well, too, you got to look at what he did and who he tried to ultimately blame, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So that smells like Obama to me.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. He said he wanted to, what was his excuse? They were saying he wanted more money, more people to recognize him, more popularity. So he could get more money. I don't know.
Who's saying what, Donnie? This is what Smollett wanted?
Yeah, they were saying that, you know, he thought he was underpaid on this TV show, and he wanted, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That would help him in negotiations.
Yeah, he was going to be written out, if I remember.
Yeah. They were going to write him out. They wrote him out a little sooner than they planned. I mean, everybody's seen through this crap. I mean, you could not you could not look at this and go, this isn't right. This isn't going to fly.
But yeah, I've gone out myself in cold weather just to get a sandwich, like he said he was going to do. But then when I heard it was 16 degrees below.
It was 29 degrees
29 below. And he's out there, and two guys out there at 29 degrees. It happened
across
them. Two
girls out there carrying a cup of bleach to throw on him, and bleach freezes 19 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Chlorine bleach.
Two white guys carrying a jug of bleach at 29 below.
Wearing MAGA caps.
Yeah.
At 29 degrees. In the worst damn city in the country, in the world, probably.
Yeah, in this country.
Two white guys.
You were watching Barkley and his skit about Smollett. And remember the check? How did he make the check out to MAGA haters or something like that?
No. I don't know.
No, I was talking to Cinnamon. Cinnamon saw the Charles Barkley skit that Charles Barkley had on his TV show, and he was cracking Shaq up, and I saw it too. And
I didn't know he had his show. He's got his own show now.
No, Charles Barkley is part of the sports.
Oh, he's
on
ESPN.
Sports,
yeah.
I thought he quit.
Well, recently, but I mean during the Smollett controversy, he had his little skit going. He put up there on the monitor about the check that was written out to the Nigerian guys. You know, like the check was made out to. It was funny. It was supposed to be a farce. It was satirical, and he made the check out to Trump haters, something like that.
I think I've got it. There's a few of them, man. There's a few of them. Let me see if this is the right one.
Making the playoffs could go on the wall.
And the Sacramento will.
And Sacramento will.
Don't you want to say what you have to say?
Yeah, I was going to go with Houston as Ernie goes over there. I was going to talk about Ernie. What's the most ridiculous one over there that's still living that you would say has no chance of happening?
Two black guys beating the black guy up.
And have a black
That's not on here, man. The Clippers, the Clippers will not make the playoffs.
What kind of hats they have on, Chuck?
MAGA's hats.
Right,
MAGA hats.
I think that's probably it. Okay. The Lakers will not make the playoffs. The Kings will is the latest edition. Go ahead, Kenny. I can't believe you, Chuck.
You're paying with cash.
Chuckster.
You're paying with cash or you write him a check, Chuck. Never break America. America. Let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot. If you're going to break the law, do not write a check.
Because you're writing a check that what?
A high cash. Yo, man, you need to cash up. Hey, get cash, man. I never used an ATM. Now, I heard you can only get $200 out of it. $500.
Stop, literally.
You can make a lot of stuff to the ATM.
But you said, Chuck, America.
Do not write checks when you commit illegal activity.
I cannot believe that we touched them all right there. Circle the bag.
Hey, he just said he touched every pillow.
He just said the Lakers would make the playoffs. That's what he said.
America, hey, Chuck, don't commit. That's dusty. You wasted all that damn time and money. You know what you should have did?
What's that?
Just went up in Liam Neeson's neighborhood. Should have solved all your best problems.
Charles, nigga.
Welcome to the American Express halftime.
They want me to.
That's dusty. You wasted all that damn time and money.
You know what you should have did?
What's that?
Just went out in Liam Neeson's neighborhood. You should have solved all your math problems. Charles, you know?
Welcome to the American Express Halftime Report. American
Express. Ridiculous one over there that's still living that you would say has no chance of happening.
Two black guys beating a black guy up
and having a black guy.
All right. There you go, Charles Barkley. He is.
He had to see it, though. It was funny.
Good man from Alabama, man. He's from Alabama. Don't forget that.
And poor guy got kicked off the Dream Team. He didn't make the cut.
Yeah. John, you're on. John Doe.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, sir. The great state of Florida.
Hey, John.
Hey, Dan.
Doing all right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all hit on a great topic there earlier. I always like the Constitution.
Okay.
Tell us about it. We know you know.
Well, I don't know that I know, but I like to at least participate in getting other people to help weigh in.
Amen.
I don't know. Donnie, I don't want to jump in. Whatever you guys were going, finish that before I rabbit trail you guys off of what you were talking about.
Oh, I was done. That was Charles Barkley, and that pretty much covered it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody, in my humble opinion, realizes that DeSantis and Trump can run on the same ticket. Because the way it is read in the Constitution or worded is it's talking about the electors of the states have to pick at least one of the candidates to be different than the state they themselves are living in. So it's not about the two candidates. So therefore, all the states outside of Florida, if they want to pick both Trump and DeSantis, they can. It's just the different delegates or electors in the state of Florida have to choose at least one outside of their state. Because all of the other states, DeSantis and Trump, are outside of their state, so there's already at least one out of their state.
Yeah.
But I don't want Democrats or the nutty rhino Republicans or independents getting the attitude and pushing this narrative that, oh, they have to be from two different states. No, that's not what the Constitution actually says. If you read the Constitution, and here's exactly what it says. The electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president and vice president, one of whom at least shall not be an inhabitant of the state, of the same state with themselves. They shall name it. Now, if you have your own constitution, you read on, it's still talking about the electors and their directive responsibility to how they're supposed to vote. So if all the other 49 states, in my humble estimation, decide that they want both of the candidates, DeSantis and Trump, on the same ticket, since Trump and DeSantis are outside of their state, delegates can vote that way. It's just when it comes to the delegates in the state of Florida, they have to pick at least one person outside of the state of Florida.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm open to correction if anybody can correct me, because I'm not going to say I've cornered the market on all knowledge. Thank you very much for the time, though, Don.
Well, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome. White Paulette? Paulette, I think. Damn, Paulette's how you pronounce it. She sent this in, and did you guys see the interview with Martha McCollum or whatever her last name is on Fox News?
I know who you're talking about. I don't...
Yeah. My girlfriend. She's my girlfriend.
Right.
What did you mean?
Me and her get together.
I hear you.
Uh-huh. Well, let me find it.
That.
I got to find it. Paulette, I've got it, but I don't know which one. I guess I play this.
riots, there will be fire, and there will be bloodshed. I am not threatening anyone. I am just saying that it's a natural response to aggressive oppression. People.
Hello?
Hello?
I hear you, Cinnamon. What happened?
Did you lose everybody else?
I don't know.
Didn't lose me.
Okay.
I'm here.
Well, why the hell won't you guys step up when I say, can you hear this or anything? You guys just sit there and make me look like a moron.
We'll react.
Just like Kathy did the other
matter
night.
Of Greater New York Coca-Cola Newsom last month after meeting.
That ain't right. I'm going. Yeah, I'm thinking, Cinnamon, you're there too, because it was at least 15 seconds before you said, I'm here. Come on.
Don, I'm sorry. I was thinking somebody else was going to say it, and I didn't want to stomp on somebody else's tongue saying it.
Yeah, and I was on mute. I was too lazy to unmute it.
Oh, my God. All right.
You weren't going to get all bent out of shape.
About his plan to crack down on crime by returning the plainclothes officer unit to New York City.
As a matter of fact, I am. I'll be right back.
In the summer of 2020. So Adams is a retired NYPD
officer. Now I can't hear it because everybody's talking over it.
And she was totally fired back with this quote. We are not going to surrender to those who are saying, quote, we're going to burn down New York. Not my city,
I don't know
said.
What's playing.
Pete Hegseth is standing by with his response, but first let me bring in Hawk Newsom to respond to that. Hawk, thank you very much for being here. When you listen to the words of Eric Adams, and I know we covered the meeting that you had with him not that long ago, what goes through your mind? What's your response to him on that?
Well, that is her.
Well, the mayor is engaging in a political circus. And my parents didn't raise a clown, so I'm not here to play these circus-type political games with him. I'll say this. The mayor took a trip.
He's the one that wants to burn down New York if they don't do it his way. And his name is Walter Hawk Newsom. Black Lives Matter. But Black Lives Matter Corporation, whatever the hell it is, they do not recognize this guy. And his group, he's not a part of them. And Black Lives Matter still believes in just Millet. So. Fighting with their phone.
I bet that Newsom guy's got a pretty big following.
Yeah, he does. He marches, and he doesn't want them to put plainclothes police back in New York City. And he does not want that at all, because he says that's discrimination. And, there's a fine line, I'll tell you that.
What I need to do is walk out of this room.
Yeah.
I'm not new to this. I'm true to this.
Yeah.
I've been
This is a mayor-elect of New York, Adams, debating this guy.
But what he's saying is right. We need to be able to hold you accountable, right? And we're talking about a timeline, then we need to stick to that, right? And what I'm saying is,
but would you hold me accountable?
Yeah,
I'm holding you accountable. You get on the ground. Stop the violence in my community. I'm holding you accountable. Don't hold me accountable, because I'm not being the mayor, being the borough president, being the state senator. I put my body on the line for my community. So I'm not here for folks to come and say, Eric, we're going to hold you accountable. No, it's us. We are in this together. I'm not going to shy of us.
Yeah, no. I'm here. And I'm being real.
And there's only so much that we can do.
Somebody sent me the sheriff.
Can you keep a secret?
Of what sheriff? L.A. County sheriff that got into it or is getting into it with the mayor of L.A.
BT zones in school or something. I said, if you went to that place, and you saw
homeless people flopped out everywhere in trash and filth and humanity and feces on the ground and makeshift shanty towns and tents and crime in the city. Would you be surprised? I mean, you're picturing the Jetsons, right? Like, you're picturing some utopia
right.
where they've gotten,
right.
they've taken care of the power and
the
infrastructure and the water.
Right.
Right. We're just, we're talking on these
yeah.
real high-end top 2% problems.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think of homelessness everywhere and crime and...
Well, I don't know what the hell this has got to do with it. Probably another minute of it, Jack, but...
Taken care of.
Right. You wouldn't picture this,
no.
would you? And I've always said, and then Drew, who I was talking to, was like, yeah, why is it, why are we always talking about this? Meanwhile, we're setting records for homicide. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's exactly why we're talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
We don't want to get
here.
Into the infrastructure
right.
and the homicide and the water and cisterns and overpopulation or whatever the real ill, the school system. Like, we are talking about these problems because it's sort of
okay, I don't know what the hell that is. Sorry, Jack, I can't play any more of that. It's an hour and 52 minutes. I can't, if you would have gave me a marker I could go to, I would have played it. All right. Who's next? Okay, jump in here, anybody. All right. You guys made me sick. Oh, Jesus. Leave me on a damn ledge.
What are we jumping on? Jumping off what?
My hell if I know.
I'm waiting.
I haven't a clue what the hell I'm doing. Not a clue.
I'll jump in.
Jump in.
I'm trying to keep up with get in touch with those many congressmen and senators to let them know this January 6th commission is a fraud. I appreciate what some of these Republicans are doing, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louis Gohmert, and then they had that little Paul Gosar. They had those I don't know if you call them meetings, just kind of like a news briefing and whatnot. But the part that aggravates me about it is that they're not speaking to the fact that this commission is supposedly a whole bunch of victims sitting as judges and jury.
Yeah.
That's not impartiality as the Constitution says these people ought to be. And I'm like going, well, any congressman or senator, anybody that was a part of the, you know, like an aide or for the part of Capitol Hill on January the 6th,
mm-hmm.
they should not have anything to do with any of these commissions or, you know, investigations or even a trial, if there is a trial that, you know, turns out of this. And so I'm like calling all these people, and we need tons more people to call, but unfortunately a lot of people don't understand how to explain it either. The con artist Congress, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and Louis Gohmert, and them, even as good as they are and as appreciative
right.
as I am for what they're standing up for, they're never recognizing the fact that Congress caused the problem in the first place. Because if Congress had not been in contempt of we the people, then we the people would have never showed up on January 6th trying to get our redress of grievance to make sure that there was validity and integrity in the full chain of custody for votes, and our private property was not going to be destroyed. So they are allowing that legal destruction of our private property. So therefore, everybody that's in jail from this January 6th issue has affirmative defense called contributory negligence on behalf of the Congress, the people that sit in Congress, because they've been destroying our private property by violating the Constitution. I've said it over and over again. They violated Article 1, Sections 9 and 10, no title of nobility. They violated Article 4, Section 2, citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. The First Amendment, Congress shall make no law abridging the right of the people to petition their government for redress of grievance. And so there's the only way that you're not going to be able to treat any citizens
as second-class citizens or as legislative slaves is to make sure that their will is mutually and reciprocally included, enacted, codified, and ratified in the rules, laws, process, and procedures, and provide them their due process. And they continued to defraud we the people and show contempt. And it's the congressmen and the senators doing it. It's not just the courts and all these other people, even though they are guilty as well. But anyway,
I'd like to know January 5th. I want to know about January 5th. And I got the tape of they're saying an FBI informant, that big guy I told you about, whipping up a crowd, and he did it on the 6th too. But I'd like to know who planted 2 bombs. You never hear about that anymore. Where did the bombs come from? And how did they get that close to the building without it being on tape or being seen? Good question, huh?
And I think in certain circles, there's people that are still in tune with what's on. That's the investigation that's going on with the bombs issue that they don't want to taint in order to maintain some legal standard to be able to take it to court without extra problems.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you're right. And the police chief asked Nancy Pelosi if she needed, if she wanted more protection. She said no. President Trump volunteered the National Guard. She said no. She knew this was going to happen. This planned to happen. And I got to play this real quick.
This committee does. But my question for you is, I feel like Liz Cheney understands what Eugene is arguing. And Liz Cheney's tweets of the last 72 hours have been about exceptionally interesting document production from Mark Meadows. She, at the beginning of the week, I think it was Monday, talked about, and Chairman Thompson did as well, talked about how there will be public hearings. And I remember hearing that and thinking, if there's one thing that we know triggers the impeached ex-president, it is roadblock coverage. So whatever it is, as long as it features only people from his world, this is nobody from the Biden campaign. These are only Trump acolytes, Trump sycophants, Trump pardoned people, and Trump staffers.
I think that's right. And you cannot overstate the importance of Liz Cheney to this whole operation because of what she brings to this committee. She, as a conservative Republican who wants this fight more than even some of the Democrats on this committee, I mean, Cheney really firmly believes she is probably the last Republican standing between her vision of the Republican Party and Donald Trump. And she has been aggressive from the word go in trying to draw him out on his preferred mediums, on his, on the most watched television programs that she can get on, whether it be 60 Minutes or other network broadcasts when she can. And the committee gets this, by the way. I mean, this is the part of the kind of feels like a little thing, but actually naming her vice chairman, making sure she gives a big speech at every one of these hearings. They're trying to use her as a bludgeon to get under the former president's skin and to try to create those kind of media moments that, no offense whatsoever to Jamie Raskin or to Adam Schiff or to some of these other folks who have been cast as partisan figures from the previous impeachments. She plays a different role in all of this, and I think she might be a pivotal figure in how it gets elevated to the next level, whatever that ends up being.
Liz Cheney is, and this is my experience of her, having worked in the Bush administration with her, she is like a seek and destroy missile. And when she identifies an enemy, nothing gets between her and the enemy. And she has identified Trumpism as the enemy and Donald Trump as the match and the insurrection as his doing. Talk about her as a prosecutor in this sort of arena of public opinion.
Look, Liz Cheney understands, I think, messaging very well, and she understands the importance of doing this investigation aggressively, but doing it correctly.
They're hiding thousands and thousands of paperwork they will not release, and video they will not release. And why won't they release it?
You raised the Mueller report, and I can't help but think, what would have happened if what Mueller's report was the first that we had ever heard of any of the information in it. If it didn't drip
yeah,
and
because
drab
it was
and drip,
the truth.
And then we all felt a little bit like womp womp. You know, that was a much more powerful report than it got credit for because of the way Bill Barr framed it and because of the leaks that had occurred, notwithstanding the efforts of Mueller. Here, imagine if what we're going to find out is we're going to understand right from the get-go what Donald Trump's role was, if he had one.
Oh, for God's sake. Shut up. I'm so sick of hearing this bullshit. Bull crap. Sorry. Apologize. Damn. Get tired of that.
That's right, Donnie. These AZZ holes, they're just totally ridiculous with this mess. As if they can't find something else to talk about.
Yeah.
There's plenty out there.
Yeah, there is plenty out there. You know, there's plenty for them to do, and they will not do it.
Right.
They'd rather spend millions of dollars like they did with this Russian bull crap. I don't know. Yep. I'd like to know how much that cost. That had cost tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, wrapped up with the impeachment trials.
Right.
How much all that cost.
Oh, man. But, you know,
They hemmed the Senate and the House up during all these trials and hearing all these hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just all a farce. It was just all bullshit. I mean.
Yep.
And what a load of crock I'm sorry, did I stomp on your tongue?
No.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking, what a load of crock, too, that the particular groups of people get to use our treasury to push their agenda with these doggone investigations. But if you and I file paperwork and affidavits and whatnot, they deny us standing. And I'm like, you don't even – it's this perverted, twisted interpretation of standing and all these different things that they're manipulating. And people like what was the lady's name, the Republican rhino chick on the January 6th commission? What's her name? Cheney?
Cheney, yeah.
Yeah, Liz or whatever her name is, Liz. She's a part of that elite cabal, you know, that wants to manipulate power because she feels that her faction, as long as they can continue to play this king of the hill and whoever wins gets to be the king, and she can have her insiders with all of the deep state players throughout all these intelligence agencies manipulate everything through their group, their factions, you know, power people, then they can continue to manipulate this fascist mentality to control everything. I'm like, we got to wake up and smell the roses. Otherwise, we're going to continue with this fascism. It'll just be a different faction running the head of it.
Yeah. Great.
Well said. Well said.
Well, here's something that came down the pike that Jones predicted a long time ago. The newly appointed governor of New York is now imposing a $1,000 fine if you don't wear a mask.
Inside, too.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
Incredible. Stepping all over the just stepping all over the people. This country is just out of control, man.
It is.
Just out of control. And it, you know, I was following, I follow OutKick a lot, and they were talking about this swimmer. And he's a she now. He spent 3 years. Let me let him tell you. And this will piss you off. It should piss you off. This is just terrible.
That's the one who was barely winning when he was a man, and now he's gotten 2 world records.
3, I think.
3 of them, yeah.
Yeah.
So at the University of Pennsylvania, they had a male swimmer for 3 years. It was really good. He did a fantastic job, was a really talented elite swimmer, big, strong, fast dude, as typically elite swimmers are. And then this guy decided he wanted to become a woman. Spent 1 year, evidently, getting estrogen treatments, I presume, and was then allowed to compete as a woman, and right now he is kicking the crap out of all of the women in the Ivy League. In fact, not just even in the women in the Ivy League, he is setting some incredible records. He won one race over the weekend, this biological man who is now swimming as a woman, by 38 seconds. 38 seconds over the woman who was in second place. He won another race, a 500-meter race, I believe it was, by nearly 15 seconds over the second-place swimmer. And this biological male swimmer is setting all-time female records. Now, look, I know that that this is a crazy idea, but I want you to follow me along. Biology is sexist. What do I mean by biology is sexist? I mean that biology has decided that men are bigger, stronger, and faster than women, on average. Some women, a small minority of them, are bigger, stronger, and faster than some men. But there are no women that are bigger, stronger, and faster than the best male athletes out there. To which we all recognize biology exists, which is why women's sports exist in the first place. If there were just basketball players, none of them would be women. All of them would be men. That's why we have women's basketball. If there were just women's, if there was soccer and there was no women's soccer, no women's soccer player would exist at all because men are all better than women. Remember, the U.S. women's soccer team got destroyed by a group of 15-year-old boys in Dallas, Texas. Every single women's world record in track and field was beaten by high school boys in Texas a couple of years ago.
Did everybody hear that? 15-year-old boys, soccer players beat, you remember the arrogant pink-haired woman that kneeled and turned her back when she won the medal? Well, that's the team.
Yeah, I complain about that they're not getting the same kind of money as the
Exactly.
Just in the state of Texas alone, every women's record would have lost. If you look at the bigger picture, weightlifting, any sport that has women's world record holders would be crushed if men were allowed to compete against them. And I keep waiting for this to blow up the unholy alliance between feminists and transgender athletes. Because if you are a feminist and you truly believe that women should be able to compete at the highest level of athletic competition and that they should be worthy of setting their own records and winning their own championships, how in the world can you also countenance a biological man deciding to become a woman despite having trained his entire life as a man, despite being bigger, stronger, and faster than all women, and suddenly he gets some estrogen for a year, decides to identify as a woman, and not surprisingly, is crushing women in their own competitions? This is not a difficult question for anyone who is concerned at all about athletics. Now, the way they spin this is they say, oh, this is never going to happen. Right? That's the way they try to spin it to all of you. The way they spin it forward is they say, well, there are also female athletes that decide that they want to compete as men. Well, yeah. Do you know what you call all of those female athletes who decide to compete as men? Losers. As in, they lose every single competition because they are biological women. And they suddenly are competing against bigger, stronger, and faster men. And so even when they take testosterone, they are not going to be able to compete at a high level against top men.
We got another rib.
The only time that transgender athletes win is when they are men, they are bigger, stronger, and faster than women, and they decide to transition and become women. Now, here's something else that's interesting. You're hearing me talk about this.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and there's two female swimmers from that team has come out, but they don't want their names used, and I guess they They are tired of it. They trained all their life for this, and this guy comes in, girl, guy, whatever, comes in to just beat the hell out of them. Just like that. Well, he mentioned a weightlifter. There is a weightlifter.
Yeah, I've seen
big
him.
Dude. Yeah, big dude girl. Just lifting the hell out of these weights.
Yeah.
And wrestling. And
oh, the wrestling's even worse because the girls suffer broken jaws and busted ribs.
Yeah, and track and field.
Yeah. Oh, track and did you see the video about the track and field, I think it was the 440. It was so funny. Oh, the men competing against the girls. Oh God, it was funny.
No, I didn't see it. No.
Are
you gonna let us hang here, Joe, or are you gonna tell us what the hell was funny about it?
Well, it was it a 440 relay? Yeah, I think it was the 440. I think it was the mile relay. It was one lap around. I forget if it was the 440 or the mile relay. In any case, it was a relay, and there was a guy that started off on the women's team. He led off, so he got up. He got the lead. So then the women when they got the baton, they got the lead. You're right. Got it from the lead from the guy. But then after that, as they lapped around the other track, every single guy in the race beat every single woman in the race.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh God, it was funny. Just to watch them just run right on by them. I think they beat them by like, 15 seconds, 10 seconds.
That's
and they
so
were
big.
Behind because there was a guy in the women's taking the place of the women.
Mm-hmm.
So he came out first. He beat everybody else in the women's race. Mm-hmm. Then the men took over. And then bye-bye females. It was just like watching somebody just stand still.
Yeah.
God, my secretariat.
And then when the wrestling or the boxing, I think it was wrestling and boxing. I think one girl got a jaw broken, ribs busted, and I think another girl, it happened to her too.
Yeah, that's just not right.
Transgender.
It's just not right. I don't know. They're going to have to do something about this. They're going to.
It defies common sense. And then transgender, there was one transgender last year saying, well, no, your body doesn't. You know, when you're taking estrogen and hormone treatments, you still have male cells, but your strength and it's not quite the same. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Your muscle mass goes down, but your bone density, males have stronger bone density. Take more of the punishment and to attach more of the muscle to it. So all you are is just a little bit of a weaker male. Unless you started hormone treatments when you were a kid, it doesn't matter. You're still going to be a stronger female.
Yeah, you might be a weaker male, but you're still stronger. Yeah, I know what you're saying, Sin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mama said something about Canada.
Of course, she was a tomboy that played sports a lot growing up.
Yeah. Go ahead, Daniel.
Oh, I was just going to say, Mama said something about Canada's government or something has banned medical professionals from giving any type of treatment to transgenders or what else was it, Mama?
If they're not vaxxed, yeah.
I don't know. I think I read it on BitChute where Canada's passed that law. Treatments for transgenders. Nobody. Doctors aren't allowed to treat them. Now, doesn't Canada have socialized medicine?
Right.
Yeah, government run.
Yeah. So
yeah.
If that is true, that is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing, because that will spread
your
to other governments,
yeah,
other countries. No treatment. Anybody wants a transgender, no treatments allowed to be paid for.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it sounds like. They're not going to pay for it.
Yeah. Good.
It's sickening.
Freaking good.
Enough of this mess.
Yeah. No, I agree. Enough of this crap.
They've got to stop somewhere.
Oh, let's see. Harris is accused of lying.
Again?
Yeah. She said she talked to the Guatemalan president, and he said, no, he hasn't talked to the president or her since June. And there you go.
Didn't she go down there? Or was it a virtual? Was it a virtual meeting, or didn't she go down there?
I think she went down there. I think she went down there because she was going to get to the bottom of why these folks are coming to the United States.
Yeah, she went down there to do the reason why people are immigrating, to get down to the core issues of it. She had one meeting with him. That was it. She hasn't been in contact with him since.
You get the email I sent you, Donnie?
Nope. Don's out here getting a coffee. So he didn't get the email yet. One thing that happened this week is the High Court in the UK overturned a lower court's reading or ruling about Assange and being extradited to the United States. The higher court said that the United States lawyers have promised that he won't go to a supermax prison and that he won't be kept in isolation. He won't be, you know, he'll be treated humanely. So we'll see how that ends up turning out. But then he had a mini stroke. And he had the mini stroke at the hearing. They saw that he was having problems and that he couldn't talk. And so they told him he could, you know, he didn't have to be part of the hearing, but he had to stay in that little cubicle. They couldn't take him to medical. Yeah, the guy had a mild stroke.
Oh,
they left him just sitting there.
They probably gave him the vaccine.
Yeah. How bad is it to be seeing that, you know, you're going to be extradited to the U.S., you know, where you're probably going to be shoved in a black hole somewhere on one of the black sites. And then to start having a stroke in the middle of it and having to watch that. I mean, being afraid of the rest of your life and also being afraid of what the hell is happening to me right at this moment. So that's just another one of those things. I'm going to tramp down on journalists because it wasn't them that stole the stuff. It wasn't them that turned it out. They just got information from somebody else and then released the information. Part of this is kind of Donald Trump's fault, too, though. He did not stick up for Assange at all.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
So we'll see what ends up happening to him. But they're appealing, of course.
Well, I sure wouldn't trust any American to tell me that. Oh, they've got my back in prison. You know, you got Epstein supposedly dying. You know.
Oh yeah.
Being guarded by 1,000 cameras and 1,000 people. Come on, man.
They say Epstein was, somebody said he was murdered.
What? No. Who would do that?
They probably poisoned Julian. probably hit him one of them CIA type icicle darts. That the Russians like to use. They melt, you know, evidence of what the heck happened to you.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had that out. I learned something.
Oh, come on, man. You didn't watch James Bond?
Not that one.
No. Hang on. I'm sorry, guys. Walking away from my husband. We'll see what he's doing. I was just trying to help him. Mm-hmm.
Why you had to get Otis a couple of calls?
Watching out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure you got Otis some refreshment. Go ahead.
Yep.
Don Doe.
Yeah, I was just going to say, be careful about all these, you know, cell phone special projects. You know, like these people that have diabetes or they want to check their blood pressure and whatnot, and they got this thing, this pump tied to them, and it supposedly communicates with their phone, so that way they can use their phone to determine, you know, when they want this little pump or whatnot to inject them with more insulin or whatever. Well, man, they're going to just use that as an excuse to kill off people, because even a hacker hack your phone and dispense an extra little dribble of air there in their bed.
Oh, Lord, I ain't thought about that.
Yeah, that's what Cheney was facing with his pacer, right? John Doe?
We'll say that again. I don't know that much about Cheney.
Cheney had a pacer, and they was warning him about hooking it up for sending data over to the doctor. It would be hooked to the internet. Somebody could hack into his pacer and increase it to 1,000 beats a minute or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, heart pacer. I got you. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but every other TV commercial is about what John's talking about. They put the phone up to their arm, and it shows whatever, and they do whatever to counteract or do nothing, you know, if it's fine. But what if the numbers are wrong?
Or what if somebody hacks your system and makes the little insulin pump or whatever it is that you're needing to dispense more than you need or not enough, and you die.
Good Lord.
And then it's not, you're not just worried about, you know, you having access or your doctor having access. Now you're worried about, are there crooks in our government that want you dead, or are there even just other factions of people that might be lone wolves or whatnot, hackers that maybe your neighbor. Maybe you just peed off your neighbor and they happen to know some hacking skills, and bam, they find your phone number and manipulate it, you know. Bam, you're dead.
You're dead. That is crazy.
That's a scary thought.
Yes, it is.
Deader than hell.
You're echoing.
Somebody's got their phone.
Oh, not anymore.
Okay.
Hey, Donnie, check those email I sent you.
Okay, sir. Let me
put those
my email up, and we'll do that right now. Well, everybody can talk. Take a second to get my mail up.
What y'all want to talk about?
Where's Big Kathy at?
Taking a break.
I'm here. I've been listening.
Get on it. Start talking here.
No, I always get in trouble when I talk, Donnie.
I know. I know you do. You might as well tell it, because you're going to tell it anyway.
Y'all want to hear it?
So you don't have to torture me no more.
Kathy, you got in trouble again?
Is Joe on there? He needs to hear it too.
No, I'm not.
Joe's gone.
Yeah, I second that. Joe's not here.
Well, Donnie just cussed me out the other night. You know. And,
he cussed you out.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the nerve of you.
Foulest language I ever heard.
Yes, I did.
I still know what I did. Still don't know what I did. I told him, I said, you sure do get rattled fast. Well, only when I talk to you.
I was driving. I must have driven this route 150 times, and she keeps rattling off. So I missed my turn, and I wasn't paying attention, and I was somewhere I didn't even know where in the hell I was. And I was pissed off.
That
happens,
like,
to you. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to be talking to your cousin for that to happen to you.
I know,
well,
but I was talking to her.
He says, where the F am I? I said, well, Donnie, I don't know where you are. I'm down here in Alabama.
Oh, that pissed me all down.
And then I asked him if it was dark. He said, yes, it is. I said, well, have you got your headlights on?
God.
And then hold I on. Asked him, I said, do you have your radio on? I said, maybe you need to turn it off so you can see.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She said, no. You said, when I'm driving, I turn off the radio so I can see. I
that's
said,
right.
You turn off the radio so you can see.
Yeah.
So you
I
said,
also said, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead and get this over with.
Well, you just cussed. Finally, I said, Donnie, let's just hang up. And if you make it back home later on tonight, I'll try and call and check on you.
Yeah, you said you were going to call Cinnamon.
Yeah, and he was out of gas. He was out of gas, and that wasn't my fault, you know. So it was just...
Anything else, Kathy? Anything else?
Let me think. I also told you, I said, don't feel bad about this because I have a brother that's just like you. He has no sense of direction. And I said, maybe you need to carry a compass in your pocket from now on. And he got mad at me, cussing me.
I got your email, Bianchi. Isn't she funny?
Hey, Kathy.
Big Kathy. Go ahead.
Hey, Big Kathy. You know, I've heard Donnie on this show so often, I don't believe you. I think you're making it up.
There you go. Make it all up. Thank you, John Doe. Somebody stand up for me. My buddy Joe and Bianchi just take the
What
fit.
Does it say? What does it say, Donnie?
I'm with Kathy.
I know. Okay. I got you.
Well,
I got
I don't know
your
how many,
Go ahead.
I don't know how many times he said, where the F am I? Where the F am I? Donnie, I have no idea where you are.
Okay.
You know, I'm down here.
All right. We got a lot of people in the switchboard. If you'd like to break this conversation up, please push one.
You need to let them know that we're cousins and we really love each other.
Yeah, right. You can tell. All right. No. Let's get back to whatever.
And you know, if I didn't have a touch of that ADD like you've got, I'd be all over you with the where am I? You're talking to your cousin miles away about asking where you are.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, my buddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Glad to help.
My buddy Joe.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you're not even saying a word. Yeah.
No.
I know. No.
You came back from Fenton and ended up in a small town on the other side of us.
I know. Mm. Yeah, I know. I know what the hell. Oh, that was years ago, Cinnamon.
Mm.
Don't bring that up. That was years ago.
Well, you know, that is, now, that's just male driving. That's what the women always say about pointing the fingers at us. We can't, you know, since we always talk about lady drivers, and you don't now, as male drivers, we don't like to ask for directions. So that's why we get lost.
Well, Donnie said he saw a cop car. I said, Donnie, turn your flashers on and get him to stop and ask him where you are.
Cinnamon, did you put that in the boiling water, or are you just on the...
Well, I got it.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Hey, right. Don't forget AmericanGulag.org.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is right.
We got to help our fellow first American, you know, America First family.
You're right.
Fight this beast system that's trying to tear us all down.
They sure as hell are. Somebody's, hold on, Cinnamon, what?
Hello?
I had to get yelled at personally. And I didn't feel like sharing that bitch out session I just got.
No, we didn't hear that, and you must have muted it, but I like doing Kathy goes, hello?
Yeah, that was good.
Well, I didn't know if he'd muted me or not. I didn't know.
Uh-huh. AOC, what the hell did she say everybody's talking about? AOC said something, and I have no idea. Does anybody know?
I read something about probably, it, but I forget. You know me. Shit.
It was probably on Jussie Smollett, wasn't it?
I don't know. Julie sent this. I don't know what the hell it is.
Wait a minute. Even when I do hear
her talk, I still wonder what she's talking about, because half the time she uses words with different definitions than what I grew up understanding.
Yeah. I just can't believe they voted her back in.
Fox News alert now. The stunning rise in crime overwhelming Democrat-led cities across America, from violent threats on a New York City subway to deadly home invasions in Los Angeles. It's all sparking a national conversation and serious concerns about America's crime crisis and where the outrage over the violence will lead. You're watching Outnumbered. I'm Harris Faulkner. I'm joined now by my co-hosts, Emily Campagno, Kaylee McEnany, Fox business anchor Jagan McDowell, and in the center virtual seat on this fine Monday, former Utah Congressman and Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz.
Hey, Monday?
Well, in New York City, police are searching for a man accused of threatening to kill a woman on the subway with wooden daggers. That happened just days after a PhD student was stabbed to death near Columbia University in Manhattan. The suspect was previously arrested 16 times, dating back to 2012, and was out on parole for a 2015 gang assault. Meanwhile, not even the wealthiest neighborhoods in Los Angeles are safe. Jacqueline Avant, philanthropist and wife of music legend Clarence Avant, was shot and killed in a horrific robbery in her Beverly Hills home last week. The crime was so shocking, even Oprah spoke out. She hopped up on Twitter with this. The fact that this has happened, her being shot and killed in her own home after giving, sharing, and caring for 81 years, has shaken the laws of the universe. The world is upside down.
Oh, now it's time to get out and talk about it. It's in
my neighborhood. Wonder why Carino mentioned that she was black, her husband from Motown. You know, I really like this selective identification that the news media use at the appropriate time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the stars come out when it's in our neighborhood. They don't give a damn about the other, but now it's in our neighborhood.
Did you read the
to.
Oh, go ahead.
Did you read the email I sent you?
Yeah.
At least the title. What does it say?
Well, let me get back to it. Hang on. That's Article 15. Hang on. Give me a minute. Well, five, was it Chicago? Where the hell did it? Hold on, I got it. Five Chicago. I'm trying to find it.
No, it wasn't five Chicago.
Oh, hold on, there it is. Hold on, I got it. Biden nominates five blacks to serve on the judicial seats on the federal court. Yeah.
One of those black women was supposed to have been nominated in place of when Obama was president, in place of, what is it, Garland?
That, okay. They haven't gone through the drill, have they?
They've been nominated. Article goes back earlier this year.
Okay.
Four women and one
man. Yeah. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on this.
Well, let's hope that they follow the Constitution. Some of them got some pretty good records.
Yeah, but there's some that don't, and they make their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
Their own Constitution. Yep. Thank you.
Well, that's Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Yeah.
You had black leaders in 2016 urged President Barack Obama to nominate for the U.S. Supreme Court to replace the late Antonin Scalia. But, of course.
Yeah. Instead, he nominated Garland.
Merrick Garland, that dumb actor, whose son-in-law works for a company called Paramount that publishes critical race theory material.
Yes, you're right about that. And it was brought up. It was brought up, and he said, yeah, no, he doesn't know anything, you know, doesn't know anything about it. He's not involved with that, not at all. But then it was dropped. It was dropped. And I don't know which senator was it Congress? I can't remember now. Asked him how many millions of dollars has his son-in-law made.
Oh, one of them is from your neck of the woods up there in Michigan.
Michigan? Which one is that?
I don't know. I have to go back and see.
No, I got it. And that's Maryland. She's from Maryland.
I thought the sentiment would have been up on it.
Sentiment's been working hard to make money for Daddy. Anyway.
You know, it's funny. Now, this is the Chicago Defender. And let me see here.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
I thought that deal about cinnamon was supposed to stay a secret.
Well, yeah. You know, I can only keep it a secret so long, brother. I know. Smart ass. Very good, buddy. Very good. It says Sam Brownback. Do you remember that guy? He ran for president.
Yeah.
For a half a second.
Is he out of Kansas?
I believe so, yeah. Kansas.
I thought it was Brokeback.
Yeah. Brownback calls on woke corporations to pull advertising dollars out of Beijing Winter Olympics. Well, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can go with that. And another basketball player, he's retired, jumped over our favorite Sir James, King James out there in L.A. But he's been quiet lately. I haven't heard him say anything lately. So,
who, Brownback?
No. Our King James out LeBron. In L.A. Yeah, LeBron.
He need to shut up.
Yeah, because he's getting basketball players are even getting in his ass. Well, I don't know. USF it says former President Donald Trump, U.S. is much weaker. Yeah, he was interviewed the other night on Ingram's show. And boy, he can talk. It's hard to break in on a man.
Joined right now by another very special guest, former President Donald Trump. President Trump, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us here on Breitbart News Saturday.
Hi, Matt.
So a lot to talk about here. Your book sales are exploding, Our Journey Together, the photo book. Tell us about the book.
Well, they get it at 45books.com, and it's been doing great. And really, it's mostly beautiful pictures of our time. You know, we had four great years. We did a lot despite the witch hunts and the scams and all of the things that went on, the fake impeachments. We did a lot. We rebuilt our military. We cut taxes at a level that has never been done before, cut regulations. For the whole, just so many different things. We had a great economy. We had inflation. We had low energy. We were low energy prices. We were energy independent. So with all of that, Matt, we had an amazing time and many other things beyond that. If you think about from a medicine standpoint, right to try where people, they're terminally ill. They weren't allowed to get medicine that was under development, and now they get medicine that's really has saved a lot of lives already. So many different things. And so we thought we'd put it in pictures, and we did. We have beautiful pictures, and it's really a photo album more than anything else. We have comments to many of the photos, but it's a photo album.
There you go. You can go to 45.com, I think, and get you a
45books.com.
There you go. He did do a lot. He did do a lot.
He did.
Yeah. It says, there is a reason they cheer when Democrats get elected. They know that America is open to be taken advantage of.
Hell yeah. The Republicans allow it.
Yep. Yeah.
Two sides of the same coin. The wingman's fighting and helping out, huh?
Yep. Yeah. And Trump was talking about Turtle and said, you know, Turtle needs to go.
Yeah, he's
Turtle, he's not for America. You're just finding that out. But, you know, you gotta act like you like these guys and to get what you want. And now he's not in office. He's telling it like he thinks it is.
I'll do the Kathy part. Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
I just want to let you know I'm here, Kathy, because you take respites just like I do, and I want to make sure you don't go to sleep.
No, I've been listening the whole time.
Yeah.
I just mute it when the clock goes off, and when I've got something to do, I just mute it. But I'm listening.
Did you hear about the CNN staffer allegedly lured mom and daughter to train in his sex? He thinks he can train young people. He wants to train young people to have how to have sex and be submissive to her man. And it doesn't matter how old they are. Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
So they're trying to legalize pedophilia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody sent me something about CIA protecting all these pedophiles. Yes, protecting them. And it said we would be surprised who was on that list of Epstein's. And you got to know, everybody that was around doing anything like that, their butt is tight as hell right now. What's that going to say?
Maybe what even is, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't drive a 16-penny nail.
You got
hey,
that right.
The stock price on chastity belts has gone way up.
Oh, wow. Damn.
There's another story, Donnie. But Yuma, Arizona mayor has declared a state of emergency from being overwhelmed illegal immigration.
Yuma, yeah. Let me get to that. Yeah, I have that. I couldn't find that earlier. Yeah, thanks for sending that. Yeah, state of emergency, this city. Can you believe that? Rockified illegal immigration. You know the Democrats don't want to hear that. You know they don't.
114,000 arrests in fiscal year 2021. And just in October alone, over 21,600. And the border agents let them go into the damn city.
Well, they got orders to do that.
That is so trifling.
It is.
And you look at the pictures of some of these migrants, these men. These guys did not come from no damn South America. These guys got Al-Qaeda and ISIS on their face all over it. When you open it up, Donnie, take a look at them guys there in the forefront.
I got it open, yeah. And how about go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, as long as we have people on the public dole receiving their EBT cards or taking any other kind of social safety net type program that is a tax burden on the taxpayers of this America, then there should be no foreigners coming into this country for any reason whatsoever.
And these women not starving. This one woman's got like a 48 rack sitting on her chest.
Yeah, that's the one who's got 15 kids following her. Come on. You can feed a village, you know.
He could with them.
Oh, yeah. That was a double barrel.
That and a box of Nestle Quick, man. You have a good time.
God. And Dennis wrote, Arizona voted for Biden. There you go. Orca. Orca 85 said they look like a fine lump of illegal alien debris. They're waiting for their little joy. You know, they're going to put them on Social Security. They're going to put them on, and we're going to pay, like you said, John Doe, medical and housing, and we're going to put cash in their pocket. And probably a vehicle. And let them vote. Come on, we got to let them vote, too, you know.
Yeah, even if they're not citizens. Oh, again, New York. Yeah. They're letting the, what do I call them? The citizens who want, you know, people who want real citizens, they're allowing them to vote in municipal voting.
Well, it looks like it's about ready for some more secession time.
Are they talking about it again?
No. Hell, you're going to be presented with another alternative. I see where the Supreme Court lets Texas abortion regulation stand.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. Man, people are...
Bianchi.
Yes, sir.
Were you on Joe's show when they talked about, was it website that listed all those different things about what the immigration benefits will be? Was it the immigrantrising.org? Could you remember that? Were you on that show?
I probably put the list out. I'll tell you here in a second. Let me go in my
I can't remember,
hideaway.
I was thinking you might have heard it because I've heard you on there several times.
It's Perks to Illegals is what it's called.
What time do these shows come on, guys?
If Joe is on, ain't no telling.
Don, just depends on who the host is and how that particular week's schedule of events go. But most of the stuff for Joe that I'm referring to, Joe Gibson, that I recall, is 7, 8 Eastern time, thereabouts.
Okay.
And it's just various days, most of the time on a Tuesday or Thursday or Saturday, but it happens any day of the week for his show. And, you know, Suzette and all these other shows, they get their own times, you know. Suzette
right.
is always Tuesday at 8, I believe, Eastern time.
8 on
the correct.
Right, right. 8 o'clock. We've got a good show. Bianchi sent me a lot of email this week, and they're really good.
That's Office of Refugee Resettlement, John Doe. You'd be surprised what these people get, man. You know, I'm going to tell you something. If all this things like this was done away with, we'd have so much, and our federal dollars was allowed to be stayed in our pocket, we'd have so much money we wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah, you sent me this major transgender clinic for children in Dallas. I mean, come on. I know it's closed now, but that is crazy. Who in the
yeah,
hell?
It is.
I mean, come on.
Well, MonkeyWorks seems to think they're deporting a lot of people, sending them back, according to the flights that he, you know... He said he can't be sure, but it's a lot of unusual flights back and forth from South America and, you know.
They say they're sending some back. That's true.
Yeah.
Where they are or not, I don't know. But, yeah, that's a good, you know, good thing if he's seeing plane
yeah.
going that way.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. Hey, me and Daniel was going to do a show last night, guys. Daniel was
I was 3 minutes late calling in.
He was 6 minutes late calling in, and I made a standard years ago because I had problems like that on the UAW show, where I'd be sitting here with my thumb in my ass. I have better things to do, you see. I said, there's 5 minutes. I'll give him one more minute. And then it hit the six. I said, click. Goodbye. But I don't want you to think I was mad at you. Hondo happened to be on last night. And I had to watch Hondo.
It's all good.
Yeah, I love that movie. I want to do that, Daniel. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And Joe?
Yes.
Joe was talking to me, Joe and John Doe, one night about a show about not the same stuff we talk about all the time, beating a dead horse, you know, whether it be, which it's good to beat a dead horse when we're in the situation we're in, but as a country. But a show about solutions. State the problem, but instead of talking about the problem and talking about the problem and talking about the problem, come up with some solutions.
That show will last exactly 3.5 minutes.
No, I'd be 7.5 because I'll play a commercial or something. No, but
yeah,
that's
they gonna come up with too many solutions.
No,
nobody's coming up with any solutions.
Not a hell of a lot. No.
Well, not a lot. Yeah, you're right.
That's how the country got into the position it was.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the thing. When you're number one, you don't have time to sit down on your butt. You got to constantly continue to do a whole host of things in many areas to maintain.
Yep.
Everybody's shooting at you when you're number one.
You're right.
Unfortunately, we're not number one in a lot of areas anymore.
Well, we're number one in enough key areas. Could you imagine if Chinese language become the preferred language around the world? All that stuff that we know will change. You have to learn Chinese. And their perspective of describing things is different than the United States, which you are used to in America. They get right down to it. Heck, if you use their way of descriptive in their text, everything you say would be racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they get right to the point. Get to the point. Get to the point.
That's true. I've got to play. Go ahead, Bianca.
When you go to fill out an application online, all the damn language is going to be in Chinese. You have to guess at it.
Right. Be a tough world.
You been to the airport lately? The signage?
No.
Chinese language?
No, I haven't. I haven't been there. I got to play Hillary. Hillary is she's pretty, okay? She's good looking, and she talks like this. And I
turned this on and moved it. There we go. I am, you know, just doing my scroll on different articles I'm looking up and reading through. And, yeah, this one's about Biden, but I'm just so invested and so curious in what is going on with the supply chain, specifically right now during the holidays. It's always crazy, regardless of, you know, who's in office and whatnot. But Biden is meeting with major retailers to discuss the supply chain during the holidays.
Okay, I got enough of her face. Go ahead, guys.
That's Hillary Clinton?
No, that's Hillary.
Yeah, about Taiwan. They want to help Taiwan, want to help Chinese people. And also they talk about like the Winter Olympics, to boycott it and to sanction China for all the things they have.
This is live. I just jumped in the John B. Wells show for a second.
We'll make more countermeasures towards all the world.
And this is Dr. Li Ming Yang.
And other countries, athletes. And all this thing actually
doctor,
because Xi Jinping has been paying.
Can you understand anything she's saying?
Develop that country. Actually, there is a big difference in the military level, in the higher technology level. And
okay, well.
I think she ordered for me about the egg rolls.
It's an intelligent briefing. I wanted medical. It's about medical war. And they got a Colonel Lawrence Stellan on there, and Marion Fanny, and Alan Jones, and Peter McAuliffe, and Thomas Rentz.
Oh, Rentz. Mm.
Yeah.
Haven't heard about him in a while.
Been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't heard about him in a long time. Yeah. Oh, perks of illegals. Okay. Oh, God, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, man. Oh, don't make me sick.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuck.
Oh, gosh. Are you kidding me? Oh, God.
Right, Donnie? Bullshit.
And we can't take care of our people that's living under... in horrible conditions.
Yeah.
In apartments. They took a camera into an apartment in the Bronx.
Mm.
And it's a two-room with kitchen and living room combined with a bedroom, and four people live in it. And it's one of those old buildings, you know, and it's terrible conditions. And they just let it happen. They're supposed to be, you know, regulated. They're supposed to be checked. He said, nobody comes around. She's called and called and called.
You're lucky if you have a good landlord.
Iraqi and Afghan special immigrants qualify for SSI for a period of 7 years.
7 years?
If you are an Iraqi or Afghani special immigrant admitted to the United States, then you got the I-10 holders can get home mortgages. In-state tuition for Texas, California, New York, Illinois, Utah, Nebraska, Washington, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Kansas, and Maryland. Community college, you can get in-state tuition if you have attended 3+ years of high school in the state.
You know, after I get my my certification to become a pastor, I'm going to have my name legally changed to Jose.
You look good. You look good as a Jose, I tell you.
Yeah.
Medicaid benefit eligibility up to 7 years. SSI, Supplemental Security Income, cash assistance to low-income individuals who are age blind or disabled, benefit eligibility up to 9 years. When they hit the airport, they get $1,850 per refugee, food, clothing, referral services, and social programs. Benefit eligibility up to 3 months. Substance abuse services, mental health services, immunization. You know something wrong with their minds. Somebody's going to walk across 1,200 miles of desert to get to the U.S. border.
And we know that didn't happen. Come on, Bianchi.
Yeah, we know that.
And look at 27 down there.
Number 27, end the detention of families and reduce unduly high and costly immigration detention levels overall. Alternatives to detention can save more than $1.44 billion for taxpayers, where one family detention bed costs $298 per day. Hell, man, that's Hilton.
I know. That's why I wanted you to read it. They're staying in the Beverly Hills Hilton. Oh, gosh. Wow. Yeah, these people are going to cost us a freaking fortune.
You got that right.
That's why. And they keep on coming.
I don't blame them for coming here. I blame the politicians for letting them in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know he's breaking the law. Why can't they stop that? Why can't they stop him? They know he's breaking the law.
Don't give a fuck.
I can't understand why these civil rights politicians ain't bitching about this.
Because they're corrupt, too.
They should be. Yes, they should be bitching about it. But
you should have Sharpton and Jackson talking about
Jackson
how the
can't stand up
taking
on
away
his own.
The jobs from blacks. You should get on their ass there, Bianchi.
You're talking about Joe Biden being a show. You ought to see Jackson trying to stand up.
Why, is he merely deficient nowadays?
No,
yeah.
Is he?
How old is he now, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe somebody might have tried to poison him or something.
Jesse Jackson. Oh, well, he's old. Come on now. That'd be in
his I heard him on his 80th birthday.
Oh, 80th. Oh.
He talked to the crowd, told them to get registered, bring 10 people in, get them registered, and get your shot.
There you go. And I know you ran right over there.
I was watching it on live stream, Mr. Donnie.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
blacks in Chicago got a problem. The Hispanics is kicking them out of political power. And now they're crying.
Oh. Come on. I don't like it. Don't like it.
There's another thing you're not going to like. I don't know. I know I didn't like it when I found this. Out of curiosity, I looked up the 100 most common names in America.
Uh-huh.
You know, 26 out of 100 are Spanish. Hernandez, Rodriguez, Garcia, and the rest. You know, we're being taken over.
Surnames. Yeah, well, yeah, they already said we'll be, you know, we won't be the United States of America in a few years.
Mm-mm.
And those people hump and thump, man.
Yep. 26 out of 100.
That's a lot.
That's over 25%. That's one out of four people.
Yeah.
Named some kind of Spanish, and I read years ago that in the Spanish community, something like 60-70%, if memory serves me right, still speak Spanish in the home. They don't speak English.
Yeah, unless you speak Spanish, you don't know what they're saying about you.
Mm.
Well, that ain't nothing. You got the Libyans, you got Afghans, Iraqis.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't bother me if they speak a different language when they're out. It doesn't bother me.
If he's speaking to you in English and you two get the argument, then all of a sudden they look at the others and start speaking in their language.
I used to live down the street from a Greek family. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's where I'm
dealing with what they're calling you. Well, you know, some words in English they don't have in their own language.
No,
so every
don't.
Now and then the word jack off pop out.
Kakokronakis nefaskata. I don't even know what that means anymore, but that's Greek. That's Greek.
I bet you know Greek.
You got a little Spanish lady. She's been here for 42 years, but she still is pretty accented. And, yeah, when she gets frustrated, she starts, I know she's calling his name. We had a little Italian guy, too. He'd get all frustrated at us. He'd shake his hand at me, and he'd start talking. And, the Italian, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's cussing us out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's giving it to you. Yeah. I think I played some of this earlier, George. I really think I did, but let me play Don Lemon, because he's been caught now. He was trying to help Smollett, and now he's throwing him under the bus because he did the same thing, pretty much the same thing as the Cuomo brothers did, Chris and helping his brother. So and now everybody's calling for him to get fired.
He had to make up too many lies to why he didn't want to do certain things, like to cover, like another lie, and that. Yeah, I guess he got caught up in that because he took the stand himself. He got angry with the prosecutor. The prosecutor poked holes in his story, calling, only the only other witnesses liars.
Whoa. What the hell is that? The CNN host said Smollett had to make up too many lies. I don't know what the hell that went into music for. I'm not going to read it. Claiming two loving bigots beat him up and tied him with the run neck. Yeah. They really investigated this because they got the brothers buying the stuff at a hardware store.
Yeah. And
Smollett gave them $100 to buy all this stuff.
They got them on tape practicing the night before.
Oh yeah, they did a dry run. You're right, Cinnamon. I forgot about that.
These people got to be some of the dumbest.
It says he faces 15 years in prison. He won't get that.
Wow.
He might get 6 months, I'm thinking. Jack sent me a, here's Mike Lindell, like you've never seen him before. Oh, go ahead.
Who is that?
Mike Lindell, like we've never seen him before, but you go ahead.
Oh, really?
Let's see him.
Oh, let's hear what he's got to say. It just takes, it says it won't play, but it'll play. Hang on. Daddy will get it. Come on, boy. Yeah. Good playing, yeah. Loading.
As many of you know, you're gathering in here. I see I've, for those of you who've been in our Insiders Club for the last several months, I've introduced to you a lot of guests, right, over the last year. And I've got to admit, it is, can I be looking for some
questions?
I'm going to
jump up. I don't even know what this is.
People don't realize that people get, oh, you're an addict, especially if it's like crack cocaine or whatever. I'm telling you, he would ask a question. And I would give this answer, you know, do you believe in Bigfoot? And I said, well, I haven't seen one yet. If I do, I would, you know. And, you know, but he's going down this. But he asked
right.
me about, he asked me about Dominion. And he asked me, it's the one of the few things up on YouTube where a person says straight out, China attacked us, cyber attack through the machines, and it's had like 30 million views of that have watched that and that. So what happened, everybody, the word got out. The word got out to millions upon millions. People were sitting at home praying that we would get through that, that we got through that unscathed. But it wasn't just to get through unscathed. It was get to, through it with a message,
right.
with that message. And that message, one of the things that came out of that, he said, Mike, would you have done this? Would you be so, conspiracy after this election, that thing, would you be doing that with the evidence you have if your friend Donald Trump, had picked him to win? And I said, of course I would. I said, the only difference would be that they would pull it down. Oh, there was fraud in the election. It would be pulled down in 2 seconds. And I said, this is our country. And we lose everything. This isn't about, if they'd have picked Donald Trump, I said, absolutely, I would have pulled it down. You know, and you know what happened after that? The Washington Post, the terrible Washington Post, the terrible Political, those two magazine and newspaper came to Minnesota. This is about 2 days later, might be the next day. They came here. They went around and questioned people that knew me, would Mike Lindell really have still be sounding the alarm? Do you know they couldn't find one person? They got hundreds. They could not find one person. They said, every one of them said, yes, he would. Yes, he would. Remember when I told you the story about when I had to sell my bars?
Yeah.
Back, you know, when I had to sell that, it was something on a moral thing that I did for all bars and restaurants in Minnesota. I lost my bar because I held my ground on a moral thing that was wrong, that was being done, that was wrong. Well, that came, I lost everything I had then when I sold it.
Okay, I don't know. This goes on for an hour and 43 minutes. And you can go to Rumble if you want to check it out under Dr. Steve Turley. There you go.
Turley, that sounds like the guy that used to work for Rush Limbaugh. Or was it Hurley?
But he's not a doctor. And I think the doctor, this guy, I think he appeared at the impeachment hearings. Professor Turley.
No, that's not the one.
No? Okay. Maybe it was even Hurley.
He quit during the campaign. He really is a Trump supporter. He quit his job. He was a professor.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Kenosha, Wisconsin is famous for Kyle Rittenhouse, but it was also famous for American Motors Corporation, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, yeah. Romney. George Romney. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. The Rambler.
The Rambler, the Pacer.
Yeah. Did they do the Pacer? I thought that was Ford.
The Javelin.
Boy, you're going back in time. Mm-mm. Yeah, that good old... All I can remember is the Rambler. That's when people, all people talked about the Rambler. Oh, man. Yeah, George Romney ran the company, and then he quit and came, wrecked our state, and we were the governor of our state for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his family is still from here, that Rona, whatever her last name is, head of the RNC, she's from here. Anyway, a lot of good George did, as long as his son isn't from here. Liz Cheney, they say, is 21 points behind in her reelection bid. True or not, I don't know. Don't talk too much, guys.
Hell, Joe, Biden's 36% approval rating, Harris 28%.
Yeah.
Inflation, the highest been in 40 years.
Yep, and it's Trump's fault. Good old Trump, screwing up everything. Kathy's probably asleep, but she said something the other day.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Visions of UFOs dancing in our heads.
Yeah, well, something funky, I can guarantee you that. But from Kathy, it's funky. Got a funky monkey going on. Let me see if I can... She sent me something on Facebook. I got to go to... I don't hardly go to Facebook. I don't like Facebook. Let's see here. Notifications. Is that where I go? No. Yeah. No. I don't... I got to get rid of some of these people. I don't know half of these goddamn people. Over 1,000 of them. Okay, here it goes. No, I don't know that many. Nancy Drew. I don't remember why you sent me that, Kathy, if you're awake. Somebody snoring.
Okay. Sounds like Joe.
Is that a Joe? I don't think Joe's that
quick. I think that was Joe.
You know, that or a critic.
What?
Well, this is a show for that. I think that's critic. No, I don't know.
It's poor guys. He's,
what about?
Like
what?
It's to a TV show. Guess who's snoring?
That it's not critic. I just heard critic pop up.
Okay, guess not critic. That's Joe then.
Who? Who is it?
That's Joe. get your mama up. I want her to hear this.
Oh, she's up. She's listening.
Well, no, he stopped. Damn.
He said his name too many times.
Yeah. He'll go out. He'll pass out here in a little bit. We'll get him again. He's always good for that. Uh-oh. I thought I heard something. Well,
okay.
This
the
show
high
is,
point of our show.
This show is putting me to sleep.
Oh, where is Otis? I haven't heard anything from him.
Otis is doing pretty good. He's hanging in there with that brain tumor. He's hanging in there. And he's not in pain or anything like that. And he's scratching at my door right now, as a matter of fact. But he'll get into here, and I shut the door, and then it'll scratch to get out. So there you go. Otis is doing fine. Thank you for asking. Otis just said that. Otis likes that little dog next door. Yeah. Well, that is
Joe. Might invite him over. Might invite her over when y'all gone.
Oh, she is. She's a thoroughbred, man. She's worth big money. And she's got three dogs, and every one of them smart as a whip. And one of them does commercials. Thank you very much. I live next to a dog star.
Oh.
Makes more money than I do. I guarantee you that. Now, where did Kathy go? I just want to know why she sent me this, and should I play it? Now, she's asleep.
Well, if she sent it to you, you probably should play it.
She what? No.
Drew.
Yeah.
Is like Richard Citizen, goes around Washington, D.C. doing live videos and stuff, you know, showing what's going on at the federal buildings and what's not going on.
All right.
It was Nancy Drew's video that showed the 30-foot wall going up around the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, okay.
That may be it.
I got you. Devin Nunes.
Well, I've seen a wall at the U.S. Capitol. It wasn't no 30-foot. Maybe it was a different picture or something.
Yeah, I mean, this one was undeniably 235, because the people standing up next to it were probably about a fifth of the height. So you're talking about a 5'9" man? I mean, come on.
Yeah, hell, that wouldn't be nothing but a hop, skip, and jump from an illegal coming out of Mexico.
Right.
Hey, the Fox Christmas tree got burnt down, right?
What?
The other night, Thursday night, yeah. Some dude, they caught him. They took him away, and before the show was over, he was standing in front of Fox News.
Uh-uh.
I'm serious.
Yeah,
they couldn't believe it. They put a camera on him. There he was. Oh, you ain't going to believe this. it was from Tucker's show to Hannity, I think. One or the other.
Christmas tree arsonist.
Yeah. Boy, they just let these folks out.
They do. Then they want us not to have, honest citizens not to have guns.
Yeah. Now, they want to take our guns away. I can't find that article now. And Critic, you wanted to do a music show, so you just let me know.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up. Yeah, I want to do it Monday at the same time, just something to kind of break up the monotony.
Well, why don't you do a Charlie Brown special or something, Critic? Me and Joe will be here.
No.
Charlie Brown, Linus.
No, I'd just want to do music. It could be any kind of music. I mostly do R&B, but I'll bring up some other surprises.
Oh,
I know some people get tired hearing politics all the time. So,
well, you can always do a Bing Crosby Christmas.
No,
Critic,
I might not be able to do it Monday, but I'll let you know. Okay, I'll let you know. And you can
white Christmas.
Like a good idea, kind of break up this damn.
Like the ones we used to know.
I don't think we'll ever see one like we used to know, buddy. I think that's gone.
No.
You know what I mean? Gone with the wind.
Grenadier.
Let me know
that.
What's that?
Those were the good old days. Those were good movies, man. Black and white movies.
You remember back when not the Emmys, but the, what was it, the Academy Awards were on, back when you were young. And you turn it on, and you've seen all these folks just dressed to the nines, Matt. Just dressed. Perfectly dressed.
Yeah.
And going down to, you know, it was class. It was really class.
I think the last time I saw that was, what, 1978? I think Burt Reynolds was on there.
1978?
That goes to show you how long ago that was.
Burt Reynolds.
Old Burt.
The Bandit.
Yeah, the Bandit. And it seems like a different show. Like these actors, you never heard these actors get involved. I didn't in politics. Although John Wayne got in arguments with a lot of people, they say that's why he didn't win an Academy Award earlier on, because he's a Republican. And he always fought with, I forgot the other word.
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims? There were a few back then, but it wasn't as bad. I mean, yeah, people like Jane Fonda, who called Hanoi Jane,
but she stayed pretty quiet after that, though, for a while.
But it wasn't as, like, what you've got today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I didn't even consider her an actress back then when she did all that crap. I didn't know. I really didn't even know she acted. To be honest with you.
What was that?
She did. Jane Fonda. So.
Oh.
Hanoi Jane.
Yeah.
I think she did. Didn't she do Barbarella, or was that somebody else?
No, that was Jane Fonda.
That was Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda. Yeah, and she did, and I saw it on cable, it was Dick and Jane. She did that, and she did 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
But not many of them did really go political.
All right, now they're playing this Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston. Cassius Clay and Sonny Liston.
That was a great fight.
13 minutes. I don't think it was a great fight. It was a phantom punch. I think it was.
Oh, the second one? The second fight? Eh.
Yeah, they fought twice, so I don't know. Yeah. Funny you're seeing Cassius Clay and how fast he was. Good Lord, he was fast. Sonny Liston is 35-1. Muhammad Ali is 19-0. In this fight.
And Sonny was a hell of a heavyweight. He could box, punch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. Sorry how it ended up, though. You know, these guys got their money stolen from them. Terrible. You trust somebody to do your job for you, and all of a sudden, Uncle Sam's after your ass. And you're responsible, not the other guy.
Yeah.
Terrible. You know, bad for him.
They got I forgot the woman's name, but she specialized in scamming NFL and NBA players out of their money.
Oh, really?
That's what she did for a living.
She was dating Dennis Rodman. She dated about, I don't know, 4 or 5 other famous celebrities. She claimed she graduated from Harvard, but she didn't. She claimed she had a degree in financial planning, and she didn't. And she convinced these guys to let her handle their money. And in a few years, all broke.
And you're talking millions of dollars.
Yeah. And that is because of incompetence. She stole the money. She went to jail for for the fraud.
Well, at least she went to jail.
Yeah.
But does she have the money? She didn't go to jail forever. Just like our folks from the UAW. They're in jail for a couple years, some a year. Where's the money? And they still keep their pension.
I was about to say, don't they keep their pensions?
Yeah, they still have. And we paid for their lawyers.
Yeah, Jesus. Huh. Hey, how do I get a gig like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you come out a year, and you're a millionaire, and okay, I spent my year. Now I can, if they're wise with their money, they can have a pretty good life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like them guys used to hijack those planes, sit there on the tarmac until they deliver cash money, and flying over some location and kick it out the plane.
Yeah. Man. I don't know.
Did that D.B. Woods or whoever he was, that ain't the guy that jumped out of the plane?
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, gosh, he's got to be in his high 80s right now, right? If he's alive at all.
70s or 80s, yeah.
And I know somebody has on their deathbed said it was, you know, wrote what he did and everything, and it checks, but they don't believe it's him.
Hmm.
Just like who's the dude that worked for Nixon? He was in all kinds of bad things in the government. I can't think of his damn name. His son, he was on his deathbed, and he had his son tape record him.
About Kennedy?
Yeah, he was a backbencher.
That was Hunt.
Yeah. E. Howard Hunt. He was a backbencher, he said. If something didn't go right, he'd have to step in. But nobody said anything or did anything about it. They didn't care.
No.
Better shut your mouth about Kennedy.
Nope. And they still got it under wraps. Supposed to have been released a few years ago. Still got it under wraps, just like the data from the FDA with regards to our little vaccines.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 75 years.
Yep.
That's something. And they want you to trust this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can find out what's in it.
Until you get jabbed.
Yeah. 75 years later. Oh, and by the way, everybody 60 and over should get this shot. So, of course, you won't be alive.
No, you won't be alive. Yeah.
Yeah, they got this thing worked out good.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe John F. Kennedy Jr. when he comes back.
Hey, you know what? I hear they're still over there waiting for him.
Well, yeah. Well, Daniel, let us in on this thing. Now, you're probably gone too, but if you're here, is there any progress on JFK Jr.?
I mean, I haven't heard anything. I haven't been on the computer a lot lately. But
you're supposed to say, I don't believe he's alive.
As far as him being alive, yeah, 100%.
He's alive 100%?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
JFK Jr., JFK, both of them?
Oh, I'm sure Senior's dead. I mean,
his head is gone. Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
I seen that. Now, I didn't see it live, but I seen Oswald live.
Right.
But yeah, Kennedy, yeah. I think
I think he's a little bit Rest in peace.
They can't find his brain, though. They can't. That got out of the National Archives somehow because they wanted to do an autopsy, and they didn't want no part of that.
No, I was about to say, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, because they could follow the path of a bullet.
Because
Everybody thinks there definitely was more than one shooter. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, you think he's alive, huh? Is his wife and sister-in-law alive, too?
Well, I don't know about the rest of the Brady Bunch.
Well, they were in the plane with him.
Well, they didn't die in the plane if they haven't died from some other cause. Yeah, there's.
Well, who was in the plane? Do we know that? Who was in the plane?
Well, like you said, it was what, Carol and Caroline?
Well, Caroline.
Caroline.
But there is a
sweet Caroline. That was about her too, you know it.
Yeah.
Good thing.
I forget who sung it.
Neil Diamond.
Oh. Whoa. So you think he's alive?
Carol Williams. She was pretty.
Yeah, I think he's with us.
He's with us, huh?
Yeah.
What gives you that idea?
Well, I mean, if you listen to people that know about, that were on the island, around the island, that knew about the plane, that were friends with JFK Jr., tell the story. And like I said, one of the people you can listen to is Juan O'Savin, knows a lot about it.
And
I mean, you're talking about people that, like, some 16-year-old boy who, like, opens the doors to, like, a lighthouse or some shit like that. That's his job, you know, to tell the weather to the planes flying out or flying in from wherever he was. You know, I mean, it gets so detailed that, you know, they go back to this boy and which he tells the story, you know, they said it was foggy when he was flying the plane. The boy said there was no fog in the area, hadn't been for 3 days. You know, it's just so much to it. And if you listen to it and you keep an open mind, logic takes over.
Well, how
and
can
not, and not and not what you've been told your entire life?
Now, how can,
logic will take over.
How can a person and his wife and sister-in-law go undetected for all these years? And why would they? Because wouldn't that be a hell of a boring life?
It would be such a boring life.
Well, maybe he's like Elvis Presley. He couldn't go out either, so maybe he's a butt.
I don't know about Elvis now. I'm not going that far. But
I can believe Elvis is alive more than I can JFK Jr. for some reason.
Yeah.
Although they're both dead to me.
Right.
My opinion.
Carol Williams did. You remember her on the Defiant Ones? Pete and Gladys.
Pete and Gladys. Jesus. How old do you think I am? 96.
Tell you what, she was a beautiful lady when she was whatever age this picture is.
Well.
But, I mean, everybody's heard the story or the myth that, you know, he could be alive. But, I mean, I don't know about y'all personally. I've sat there and listened to probably, I'm just throwing this, 20 hours plus of different people, probably 7 to 10 people, tell the same story that were there, that were close
there,
friends.
There, on the island?
Some were.
Okay.
Some were from wherever he flew out from, and some were from wherever he was supposedly going to, which the the plane they said washed up on the shore. Well, come on. That don't happen.
Who was that?
I don't think it washed up on the. I don't think it washed up on the shore. They never recovered.
Who was it?
JFK
Jr.
No, he's no teller. It was two of them that had problems, wasn't it?
And
the plane
was just the one. He was flying upside down.
His boulder got shot down in the war. Joe Kennedy Jr.
The last one was flying in the clouds. I don't think he had an instrument reading, of course, back then. He was flying upside down. That's when it happened.
Yeah, inversion.
That's why you have a cup of water in your cup holder.
That's a good idea. That is a real good idea. Pretty smart man, Charlie Brown.
What's this stuff about this PowerPoint around January the 6th?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Or what's the gist of it?
I don't know. They say in their PowerPoint presentation they're supposed to implement Trump with January the 6th, so I don't know.
Yeah. They're trying to. I don't know what the hell they're trying to do.
Are they going to use the emergency broadcasting system or whatever?
I don't know.
I've heard that.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't think they know. They want to drag this out till at least sometime next year and blow it up so they can say, hey, look at here. Look at what Trump did, folks.
Yeah. Orange man bad.
Yeah, orange man bad. And I don't know about the emergency.
For this hour, your emergency message center reports all clear.
There you go. It's all clear. That's it. WTAC, the big six. It's all clear. Continue on. it took me forever to find that. I am not going to not play it. Well, hi, Otis. You got in. Well, folks, why don't we call it a night since everybody's kind of dragged on now.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Donnie.
I come up with one or two once in a while.
Yeah, you do.